Go to AM760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
AM760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Gerald Ford.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Dead at 93.
There's a special place in my heart as far as President Ford is concerned.
His fate is sealed.
Iraq's president weighs in on Saddam's pending execution.
Another look at Oklahoma City.
Many questions have not been answered.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Gerald Ford, the 38th president of the United States, has died. At 93, he lived longer than any other president. He died last night at his home in California. President Bush is making a statement at his Texas ranch. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president remembers Gerald Ford as a healer who showed quiet integrity and common sense.
President Ford lived 93 years, and his life was a blessing to America.
Plans are underway for a state funeral here in Washington with burial in Mr. Ford's hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Details will be announced later today. Plain-spoken Gerald Ford's own words are recalled from that day in 1974 when he took office after Richard Nixon resigned in disgrace over Watergate. Gerald Ford noted he was not chosen by ballot.
So I ask you to confirm me as your president with your prayers.
Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Steve Futterman, live in Palm Desert, California. Mr. Ford had been in declining health for some time. Earlier this year, he was hospitalized with pneumonia, and in August, he was given a pacemaker. When the end came last night at his home, Mr. Ford was surrounded by members of his family, including his wife, Betty. The former First Lady issued a statement announcing the death. She said his life was filled with love of God, his family, and his country. Nick?
Well, the defining moment in Ford's long political career arrived in 1974.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
And after Nixon departed under Watergate's cloud, Ford made the singular move of his presidency.
By these presents do grant a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
CBS News correspondent Robert Pierpoint was covering the White House at the time.
His greatest moment was when he took over the presidency, when he came on the next day and said, "Our long nightmare is over." That was just a wonderful moment in American history, and it made the American people feel that somehow we were going to survive.
And how will Ford be remembered? Historian Douglas Brinkley.
He's not in that top tier in presidential rankings, nor ever will be. But he was steady, he was solid, he was honest.
And he knew a good quip when he made one, says CBS News correspondent Phil Jones, who interviewed Ford.
I said, remember that line that you used when you became president, that you were a Ford and not a Lincoln? And he looked at me and he said, "That was really a great line, wasn't it?"
Well, the string has just about run out for Iraq's former dictator.
I'm Randall Pinkston in Baghdad. Death by hanging for Saddam Hussein could come any day. The only possible roadblock, the opposition of President Jalal Talabani, is all but removed. Talabani opposes the death penalty, but a spokesman for his office said today that his signature may not be needed to carry out the order. Talabani is now awaiting a ruling on that issue, and if his approval isn't needed, Saddam would have no further recourse. Yesterday, Iraq's Court of Appeal said no one could issue a pardon or change the court's order that Saddam be hanged in the next 30 days. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, Baghdad.
And in a letter to the Iraqi people that's been authenticated by his lawyers, Saddam says he will go to the gallows as a martyr. Well, following a two-year probe, a congressional subcommittee is poised to release its conclusions today on the worst act of domestic terrorism. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update. Now, President Ford being remembered for the impact that he made on Vail, a town that he helped put on the map in Colorado. After he left the White House, he moved to Beaver Creek. He helped build the Gerald R. Ford Amphitheater in Vail. and the Biller Center for Performing Arts in Beaver Creek. He also played host for a celebrity golf tournament and for years flipped the switch on Vail's massive holiday light display. Police in Southern California may have arrested a Commerce City murder suspect. They knew that Commerce City police were looking for a car like the one that they stopped last night.
There was a person wanted in connection to a homicide for questioning. And at that time, they decided to take the driver into custody, and we're waiting confirmation to make sure that it is 100% sure Albert Gallegos.
Police Detective Mike Saunders says 32-year-old Albert Gallegos is the suspect in the Christmas Eve murder of his ex-wife. That's your AM 760 local news update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760. Progressive traffic.
And thanks, Corey. Good morning. Starting out the morning with several problems. A wreck with injuries being cleared southbound 25 at 58. Had a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane of your northbound 25 exit ramp to 6th Avenue to watch out for. And off on the frontage road, eastbound I-70 near Dahlia, looks like we've got a multi-car wreck there. And it's going to be more of the same, lighter than usual traffic for the holiday, which is good. But this melt-off creating some major patches of black ice this morning, so be very careful. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather out.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
The Osgood File, December 27th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. We have a lot to talk about. We have the death of the 38th president of the United States, the only unelected president. He was not elected vice president, having been appointed by President Nixon and confirmed by the procedures under the 25th Amendment. He was a plain-spoken man who also caused a ripple of huge controversy when he pardoned the disgraced Richard Nixon after he resigned from office in the face of certain impeachment and probable conviction. In those days, we actually did have true high crimes and misdemeanors. He lasted in the White House only 895 days, according to the Associated Press. It changed it more than it changed him. Even after two women, Squeaky Fromm, Sarah Jane Moore, tried to kill him, the presidency of Gerry Ford remained open and plain. He told Larry King, I was listening to Larry King last night, and he said, you know, I had to just get up and go to work the next day, basically. He was very, again, laconic, very, very plain spoken, very easygoing, an athlete, certainly known for being the father of four children, the husband to Betty Ford, who did much to change our country, too. He was the longest living president. He followed Ronald Reagan by a month. Reagan, as you remember, also died at the age of 93. Ford had been living at his home in Rancho Mirage in California. He and his wife, Betty, pretty much kept to themselves in recent years. Political activities, old friends, certainly, but they were not the most garrulous of say, partygoers or attenders. And also because Gerald Ford, obviously, has been sick in recent years. Not imperial, not reclusive, but also very, very private, I think, in many ways. We're going to talk about him at 303-713-7600. I don't know about you, but I was snoozing on the couch after watching Tom Brokaw's special In the Shadow of the American Dream on immigration, which is what I thought I was going to talk to you about, as well as I looked up some things about the 9/11 controversy and wanted to add to our discussion there. But, of course, when breaking news such as this happens, it does take absolute precedence because he was president in a very controversial time. He was our only unelected commander-in-chief. He presided over the end of the Vietnam War. And last night when I was thinking about him, I had two thoughts almost simultaneously. The first was, ugh, that's right, he pardoned Nixon, which I have to say, I still haven't forgiven the man for. I mean, I have to say it. I stand up straight up, hand to heart. I do not. I know people think even Edward Kennedy later came to think that it was better for the country to have pardoned Nixon. I'm not so sure. I know Nixon was somewhat broken by the experience. But I think as a nation, one of the problems we had was we just sort of slammed the door shut on Watergate, had no idea how he took advantage of an imperial presidency. And since we're enduring one now, I think we learned the lesson of you better just clean house. Now, Ford did it in part not only because he wanted to, quote unquote, heal the nation. He also wanted to get on with his own presidency. And he knew if Nixon kept being in the headlines and copying, sucking the oxygen out of the room, that he would not get a chance to make his mark. And somewhere in his tenancy in the White House, he decided to run for office, and he wanted a clean shot. He pardoned Nixon a month after he was in office, causing huge controversy, even bigger than Ford expected. As a matter of fact, his biographer and press secretary, J.F. Tuhorst, actually resigned and walked away from his job because he couldn't bear explaining the pardon to the American public. Now, the other thought that came to my mind, and maybe this it did to yours too, was, oh yeah, he pardoned the Vietnam veterans who had refused to go to war. And I thought that was a very class act, by contrast. I thought it was amazing to do that. He certainly went for the amnesty, which was amazing, and I really think that was a move that was absolutely courageous. I think he was amazing in terms of presiding over the end of the war, but also to begin to extend the hand of forgiveness to people who had fled the country was amazing. Also, we have a Brian Williams produced special coming up. We'll talk about that as well. And so I'd love to hear from you, too. What do you think of Gerald Ford's presidency? What do you think of, you know, the presidency has changed a lot. I've been thinking about that. Yesterday we talked a bit about why we fight, Dwight D. Eisenhower warning us about the military-industrial complex. And perhaps Ronald Reagan, although he billed himself as a revolutionary, and perhaps this, but Gerald Ford was the last sort of daddy president in that regard. Jimmy Carter seemed more like your uncle or your professor who became president. Certainly Ronald Reagan challenged Gerald Ford and probably cost him quite a bit of the support he may have had if Reagan had not challenged a sitting president. Of course, now we know what happened. Ronald Reagan became elected in 1980. Which I don't think boded well for our country. But that isn't our focus today. Our focus is the presidency of Gerald Ford. And we have a great clip. It's a bit extended. It's about 6 minutes long from Brian Williams of NBC, who I heard last night. Also, I was channel surfing, obviously. And he was remembering a lot about Betty Ford as well, who really did transform. I will always be grateful to her as a woman because she made a point of talking about her breast cancer and her mastectomy. And I think it brought up a generation of women certainly were much more scrupulous about their breast exams, and she may have saved more than a few lives, not only by that, but also by openly admitting to her substance abuse problem, which led to the development and the establishment of the Betty Ford Clinic, which is an adjunct to the Eisenhower Memorial Hospital in Rancho Mirage. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you. John Turk is at the helm, ready to take your phone calls. I'm with you today and tomorrow. Friday I have to take off, but we'll enjoy the time together while we wish for a speedy recovery by J. Marvin.
This is J. Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
Insurance Flex Dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your Insurance Flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
The TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for J. Marvin this week. It's 303-713-7600. Gerald R. Ford is dead at 93. He was the 38th and only unelected president of the United States. That struck me, too, last night in terms of it's really astounding. He was never elected. I mean, he certainly won re-election over and over and over again with 60% of the vote. As a matter of fact, his election to president when he was defeated by Jimmy Carter in 1976, it was the first time he had lost an election since he was in college. I mean, it was stunning. He had not lost an election in that amount of time. He was sort of an accidental politician. He wasn't necessarily intending to do that after he finished law school at Yale. But when he went back, an opening came up and people were attracted by his more moderate Republican views. He was less an isolationist. His service in World War II apparently taught him to be what he termed an ardent internationalist. He was also kind of an odd conservative. His biographer, to Horst, said he puzzled over the seeming contradiction between the president's personal and professional philosophies. The problem with him, and he doesn't like to be kidded about it, but the fact is this guy would, if he saw a school kid in front of the White House who needed clothing, if he was the right size, he'd give him the shirt off his back, literally. Then he'd go right in the White House and veto the school lunch bill. He said John Hershey, after spending a week in close observation of the president, wrote in the New York Times magazine of April 20th, 1975, "What is it in him? Is it the inability to extend compassion far beyond faces directly in view? Is it a failure of imagination? Sometimes it is something obdurate he was born with alongside energy and serenity." So we'll see, you know, how history certainly views him. We tend to view presidents from afar, and it you know, I'm only now beginning to see some of the I was able to see some of the good that Nixon did as well as the bad. But the pardon still sticks in my craw. I still talk about scandal interruptus, talk about covering it up. This slammed the door, boom, on Watergate and President Nixon's high crimes and misdemeanors. And as a young student, I thought it was awful. I mean, I was just appalled by the fact that he was pardoned. And I was also beginning to work, and it really stayed with me. So I'm wondering what you thought, too. 303-713-7600 is the number to call. John Turk has queued up about 6 minutes, I guess, a biography of Gerald Ford that we'll listen to together, and then we'll talk probably on the other side of the break. I'll take it back briefly and then throw it to traffic with Gina Michaels, Progressive Traffic, and then we'll be back to talk together about the legacy of Gerald Ford. Once again, the number is 303-713-7600. Gerald Ford, 38th President of the United States, dead at 93.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
His presidency began with a national sigh of relief at the end of Watergate. It ended with a painful loss to Jimmy Carter. Gerald R. Ford, whose top ambition in politics was to someday be Speaker of the House, ended up seeing and making his share of presidential history. He was born Leslie King in Omaha, Nebraska, and was renamed Gerald Ford when his divorced mother moved to Michigan and remarried. He was athletic as a boy, a standout football player, and won a scholarship to the University of Michigan during the Depression. He was handsome enough to get hired as a model. He went to Yale Law School, then joined the Navy in World War II, serving aboard the USS Monterey in the Pacific. Ford came home to Michigan, married a dancer named Betty Bloomer, and got into politics. Elected to the House in 1948, the first of 13 terms. Steady, dependable, and hardworking, he rose through the ranks.
I think the shock is still with most.
In 1963, Ford was named to the Warren Commission investigating the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He was its last surviving member. He became House Minority Leader in 1965 with the support of renegade younger Republicans, including an Illinois congressman named Donald Rumsfeld.
Gerald Ford.
Ford was not all that close to President Lyndon Johnson, who once cracked that Ford used to play football without a helmet. Things were better under President Nixon, but with House Republicans still in the minority, the Speaker's job remained out of reach, and Ford actually considered retirement.
I will have nothing more to say.
Then in 1973, Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned in disgrace, and Richard Nixon had just the man to replace him.
Congressman Gerald Ford of Michigan.
Ford resigned the House seat he had held for a quarter century and became Vice President of the United States.
I'm a Ford, not a Lincoln.
Ford held that job for just 8 months as Richard Nixon's presidency was consumed by Watergate.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Our Constitution works.
Among the new president's top aides, old friend Donald Rumsfeld, who in turn brought in a young deputy named Dick Cheney. Moderate Republican Nelson Rockefeller was Ford's choice for vice president. After the trauma of Watergate, Jerry Ford was welcomed as a regular guy. Imagine a former Beatle in Richard Nixon's Oval Office. The nation was even happy to see that Ford made his own breakfast. But much of that goodwill evaporated with this stunning announcement.
A full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
The pardon cost Ford politically, but he defended it for the rest of his life.
I made the right decision.
In foreign policy, Ford followed the Nixon model, managing a Cold War balance of power with the Soviet Union and with Communist China, where the elder George Bush served as Ford's envoy. Ford later named Bush director of the CIA. America's long involvement in Vietnam ended on Gerald Ford's watch with a communist victory in April 1975. A defeat symbolized by this unforgettable image, evacuees desperate to board a U.S. chopper out of Saigon.
That was a sad, sad day.
At home, Ford struggled with the economy. His slogan, whip inflation now, and those win buttons became the butt of jokes. And at times, Ford did too. A few unfortunate stumbles gave the former star athlete the image of a klutz, famously reinforced by Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live.
I hope you pardon me.
Ford was good-natured about it, but privately, he never liked it.
In
Life turned very serious when Ford survived not one but two assassination attempts, both in September of 1975. He was shaken up but unhurt. The following year, Ford barely survived a political challenge from the right, fending off Ronald Reagan to win the GOP nomination. With Bob Dole as his running mate, Gerald Ford wanted badly to be elected president in his own right. But in this debate with opponent Jimmy Carter just weeks before the election, Ford made a costly mistake.
There is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe.
Ford lost to Carter, but in later years, the two men became close friends. It was always said Gerry Ford was not a man who made enemies. President for just 2.5 years, and a former president for decades, Gerald R. Ford, when we last spoke, was secure in the belief that he had made a difference.
Sum it up for me. How has it been when you look back on your place in American history?
When historians, 50 years from now, objectively write about the Ford administration, I hope they will say that President Ford healed the wounds of Watergate, ended the tragedy of the war in Vietnam, and restored public confidence in the White House itself.
Stunning to think about how little confidence we have in the White House itself today, isn't it? AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. You know, reflecting back, I think even if I violently disagreed with the decision to pardon President Nixon, it seems that you could almost forgive Gerald Ford because he did seem so decent. And you believe that he believed he had good reasons to do it. More than half the time, I'm watching George W. Bush. I'm not sure what he believes, if anything, truly. It is also striking to note, isn't it, that Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney both got their start in the Ford administration. That sent shivers and up and down my spine. I don't know about you. AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. We're remembering the legacy of the 38th president and only unelected one, President Gerald R. Ford, who has died at the age of 93. And we will be announcing too later in the day, certainly about the family plans for his funeral. I believe he's going to have a state funeral, among others, and he will be buried at his museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760's Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Looks like the wreck southbound 25 at 58 finally out of the way, but a disabled vehicle is blocking your right lane northbound 25 at exit ramp to 6th Avenue. Again, those transition ramps can be hazardous for you this morning. Still icy and snow-packed in many cases, and patches of black ice that may take you off guard, so you really want to watch out. Have a multi-car collision off the highway. It's causing some curiosity slowing on the frontage road eastbound I-70 near Dahlia. Weather outlook today, high clouds, a little cooler, locally breezy, 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy, 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the year-end clearance sale at Freeway Ford, and the deals are incredible. Right now, buy any used 06 Explorer or Expedition, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. You buy one, but you get two. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Hear it, read it, and now, see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
Last time you had a chat with your daughter, what did you talk about? Clothes, her friends? Well, here's something else I'm discussing with my daughters. The connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer. A cancer diagnosed in thousands of women each year. And if you're African American, you may be at higher risk, but it can be prevented through screening. Talk to your doctor about HPV and cervical cancer and visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and the Step Up Women's Network.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. We've had breaking news. I was joking yesterday with a producer that whenever I work a holiday stint, there's always big breaking news. So I was thinking last night, oh good, Tom Brokaw did a special on immigration. Wonderful, we had a big argument yesterday about the 9/11 controversy, and Greg O sent me this fabulous link to Popular Mechanics, and I want to have a discussion about that. And literally on the cliff of sleep, and I hear President Gerald R. Ford, I hear breaking news in the special by Tom Brokaw, another, in the shadow of the American dream. So I sort of stumbled awake and went, oh my goodness. So there it is. Here we are in the middle of breaking news. And I think the questions are this, because it was a long time ago, and many of you may not remember any of this, but maybe you've seen Chevy Chase's fabulous impressions of Gerald Ford. But I think one of the things that happened is he restored the presidency to some sort of sanity. It makes you wonder about our next president, doesn't it? And how is there a leader who can restore us to sanity? And you know, he was picked by Richard Nixon, I think, basically because he thought it would be the bland, not usurping the brilliant, and he would be able to override him and never have to worry about him nipping at the heels. Of course, Gerald Ford came into power because Spiro Agnew had to resign after pleading nolo contendere, no contest, to a plea of income tax evasion, and had to step down in disgrace. So on top of the Watergate controversy, you really had an unsettled feeling about the country, rather like I have now, only I have to tell you, even in my youth, it did not feel as scary as this does. Watching the Watergate hearings and watching, you had the feeling that they knew what they were doing, that there was a process, and that people actually investigated malfeasance when it existed. Today, with the Republicans in Congress, I felt like they ignored it. Now, granted, the Democrats were in charge when Nixon was in office. But still in all, you knew that there were people who were actually covering your back. You had Woodward and Bernstein, who, by the way, were deemed to be nut jobs when they first started doing their jobs. Most of the, and afterwards, the press corps in Washington was like, well, I was covering that story, but my editor wouldn't let me, or I was doing this, and no one would publish, and it's balderdash. They had the right combination of really good reporting and editors who supported them. And you had the feeling that even if your government was turning on you and you had a plotting, scary, creepy guy at the helm of the United States of America plotting, you know, with an enemies list yards long. I remember I just met Daniel Shore last fall when I was lucky enough to host an event where he was appearing. And, you know, one of his memories, of course, is to have to announce his own name on the enemies list. He was standing there. So I think, you know, Gerald Ford will forever be tied with our memories, our collective, you know, citizen memories of Richard M. Nixon. But it is interesting to think that, you know, even Ford, who was traveling around the country, finally looked up and said, "I will no longer defend you." During the last days of Watergate, when Nixon was debating on what to do in terms of being forced to turn over the tapes, because, of course, in his massive egotism, he had recorded all of his words in the White House. And, of course, now we still don't know what was on those tapes in large extent. We know what had to do with Watergate pertaining, except for that famous, infamous 18-minute gap. But, you know, Ford never sought national office. His highest aspiration, and he had made a deal with Betty, I guess, to resign in 76 if they didn't turn it around and the Republicans couldn't take the House so that he could be Speaker, because that was his goal. That was his lifelong dream, was to become Speaker of the House. He was Minority Leader, and that's what he wanted to do. But then he was thrust into the Vice Presidency, and on the day that he became Vice President, he went to sleep. I mean, he was like, "Fine, thank you, I will. And he watched, you know, he watched Nixon's announcement, and then he, you know, went to bed. So, but you got the feeling that he went to bed earlier, that he got sleep, because he had a clear conscience, because he thought things through and as well as he could. He was never, you know, particularly brilliant, perhaps, but he was sound in the sense of he was solid. He was that Midwestern kind of solid kind of guy. But I don't think he was a particularly great president, although I think he had moments of greatness. I think that when he was considering drafting an amnesty he proposed a limited amnesty, a partial amnesty, for draft resistors, and he also hewed to the nation's realism in foreign affairs. He presided over getting out of Vietnam, and you can't imagine Bush being big enough of a grown-up, can you? I mean, he at least was a grown-up. He talked and he used words like the end of a long national nightmare. The reason he pardoned Nixon, not only to get a purchase on his own chance at the White House, but he also, I think, really truly thought it would be better for the United States not to go through a long trial. And you know what? Maybe he's right. Even though I feel, you know, it's hard to say, because John just described me as being bitter over the... I don't like to ever think of myself as bitter. Didn't want to be a bitter Sheila. But it still hurts almost as a citizen that we never got the resolution. Because in some ways, I kind of wish Nixon had stuck it out and he had been tried and thrown out of office. Because I think there was some sort of culmination that was needed, that there needed to be more evidence. Also, Gerald Ford is also controversial for having served on the Warren Commission. We were talking about conspiracies yesterday, and this is particularly apt. Because, you know, and I wonder at my willingness, because I mean, here's President Ford wanting to close the door on Watergate, right, and Nixon's pardon. And sometimes I don't want to think about the JFK assassination anymore, because it's plagued my entire life. And I think, you know, in some ways, as a citizen, I would wish for the truth to be known, but I don't want to agonize or rehash or relive it over and over again if it's to no good purpose. And maybe that's what it was about in terms, I don't know. 303-713-7600. I'm wondering what you think about it, how you believe. Did Gerald Ford's decision touch you the same way it did me? I mean, I was young. I've been possessed by politics since I was 5, and it was outraging to me that he pardoned him. At the same time, you did get the feeling that a sane and decent man was in the White House. You did. You got, you know, after Nixon and the insanity of his presidency, you sort of felt like you were jerked around constantly. In one sense, it was like, oh, he's forming the EPA. That's a good thing. Oh, he's going to talk to China and try to put a wedge between Brezhnev and Mao Zedong and try to work out the United States being stronger, and he's annoying all these right-wing Republicans. That must be a good thing. But at the same time, you were like, he's breaking the law. He has an enemies list. What is he doing? He's a paranoid, scary, scary man. By the way, Ford's comment about Nixon's enemies list is really kind of funny. He goes, any man who has that many enemies, he goes, I try to keep them just in my head. If you can't keep your enemies in your head, you're in trouble. So, in other words, maybe you should have one or two or three enemies, but if you have more than that and have to write them down and make a big list, trouble, trouble in the White House. So anyway, the number is 303-713-7600. We have lost another of our ex-presidents. Now remaining, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George H.W. Bush. And that is the pantheon of ex-presidents. And soon, soon, please, 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 may it be over soon. Our long national nightmare with George W. Bush will be over within 2 years, or whatever the countdown clock is saying these days. 303-713-7600. By the way, Joe Biden also tossed his hat in the ring and said that George W. Bush will not get away with a surge. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. Let's start with Gerald Ford's presidency and his death and what it means to you, and then we'll move.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Today, looking for high clouds, cooler conditions, locally breezy, 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, foothill flurries, 19. Right now, mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapahoe Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. A-Basin.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow. Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
The feeling I get from my ChapStick moisturizer. I just can't help it. That mesmerizing mix of moisturizer slides on oh so smooth, so my lips feel oh so revitalized. And it shows. ChapStick moisturizer. The healthy look and feel lips long for. Use as directed.
I'm Ty Pennington. If you love appliances, you want them to stay running. Come in to Sears this Saturday. We're having the Appliance Health Check. We've got professionals in the field that are going to let you know everything you need to know about appliances. You're going to see things in appliances you've never seen before.
This Saturday only, Sears is bringing in our expert service technicians. They'll help you diagnose whether your appliances are running properly and efficiently, plus explain all the latest innovations and options.
So people, quit asking me. Come to Sears, because, well, you really should talk to professionals.
The Home Appliance Health Check event, Saturday only. At Sears.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
America got exactly the president it needed.
for that dramatic period.
I wonder if Henry Kissinger, when Nixon asked him to pray for it, was praying for such a thing. I don't know. I'm Erin Hart. It's 303-713-7600. Part of the reason why Ford came under such a cloud for this pardon, by the way, was because the White House was trying to manipulate any and all parts of it, and it looked like it was part of the criminal conspiracy. It looked like the last cynical act of it, as a matter of fact, as Newsweek notes, because General Haig, Alexander Haig, who I heard last night and still got chills of disgust at my spine, he was Nixon's chief of staff. He went to Ford before the resignation with such a proposal. And it looked like, as Newsweek notes, that the deal had been made for Nixon's freedom from the Oval Office. Now, unlike, can you imagine George W. Bush doing this? Ford actually went down to Congress. A sitting president went to Congress and swore under oath. There was no deal, period, under no circumstances. But you see, the thing is, It had already been connected, and it outlasted him, and there will always be a cloud of suspicion over it. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to start talking to you about your thoughts about the passage of President Gerald Ford. And the number once again is 303-713-7600. Many of you I know are waking up to the news. Laverne in Denver, welcome.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm well. We're full of memories.
I know. I mean, I was 10 when Kennedy was assassinated, so I have pretty strong memories about a lot of that stuff. And part of me liked Ford. I remember us making fun of him for the win button with inflation now.
Oh, yes.
Because that was when the oil cartel had really a huge stranglehold on us. We had double-digit inflation, and we had gas lines, and that was pretty horrible. It was not a good time.
No.
And but I've never really forgiven him for the pardon of Nixon, because I always felt like...
Me either.
When you're letting someone off for a crime like that, you're encouraging other people, and I feel like some of the crap that has gone on in this administration and other administrations, you know, it was encouraged by that. They're like, oh, well, we'll just get a pardon anyway.
Well, you know,
like Iran-Contra, they got let off. I mean, it's just encouraged, that sort of bad behavior.
Yeah, and I really think there has to be a consequence for your actions. And Nixon, I think Nixon paid dearly, don't misunderstand me, but I also think that the nation needed to know the exact natures of his crimes, and to know that you know, maybe after he was convicted, you could have pardoned him and spared him the indignity of going to jail as a president of the United States. Personally, there was a time when I would have loved to see Nixon in the federal penitentiary. And I still kind of feel that way, to tell you the truth. But at the same time, I can kind of I grope to understand that would have perhaps been bad for the country. But on the other hand, I really believe that we needed to have consequences. And you're right. What a brilliant point. I think perhaps George Bush would hesitate before he did these things. And look at Dick Cheney, who studied at the feet of the master, you know, who learned quickly that, we'll just pardon him, or ignore what people think, ignore the polls, just boulder through, and you'll be able to accomplish at least some of what you want.
Yeah, I really think if he hadn't done that there might be some differences today. So.
Yeah, I know.
But he wasn't a bad person. Right. I don't think he did it for bad reasons. I think he did it
I don't think it was a political disaster for him, actually. His popularity literally, remember, it plummeted overnight. I mean, it was like we were all feeling...
Everyone was mad. We were angry. It was like, God damn it, he's a criminal. He needs to be tried. But we let him out.
I know. It was just really, really bad. And I think... You know, he was thinking it might clear the decks for him to become president, but I don't think it helped him at all. As a matter of fact, I think, along with the Eastern European comment, it cost him the presidency.
Oh, I know it did, because one of the comments that I remember everybody saying is, well, I didn't vote for him to be president. I didn't make him president. Oh, we say that today too, don't we? Oh yeah.
Yes, yes, but actually, no one truly did elect Gerald Ford, or at least didn't even try to. But in terms of that, in terms of the presidency, anyway. Yes, we still say that, and I still think it was rigged too.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Laverne.
All right, you take care. Have a good holiday.
You as well. Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone, by the way. It's coming up. 303-713-7600. And a storm is coming up tomorrow. So, hey, do remember to get in some provisions today so you're covered during the next dump. Deb in Loveland, thank you for joining us on this morning. We talk about the death of President Gerald R. Ford. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I thought your last caller had some really good points.
Me too.
You had excellent points. One thing that occurs to me is that I can think of another president who I don't think was elected. He's in the White House, and that's George W.
Yeah.
With all the black box voting and the thrown out ballots and people who were intimidated and told that they couldn't vote because they had a unpaid parking ticket and all that garbage. And,
yes.
And it's not like he had a mandate. It was... He edged through because of all the hocus pocus that went on. But and the other thing is commanders in chief not being, you know, not having to be tried and convicted. Just guess what? Saddam is going to be hanged within 30 days. I just heard it on the news.
Yep, that's true.
So you know, don't be too cocky and too sure, which I think. What you said about Ford being the grown-up and George Bush being the child, I read a child story, and sometimes the children's stories get it when our leaders don't. If you read Bartholomew and the Oobleck, the king likes this awful weather called Oobleck that gets everybody stuck up in it, and George Bush likes this awful war in Iraq, which is killed... according to the British journal Lancet, 655,000 Iraqis.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, this is ghastly. I mean, that's over 500,000 human beings. And George Bush just loves his oobleck, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And the one thing that happens at the end of the story is King Derwin gets... chastised by this little upstart Bartholomew, who's supposed to be his servant, and Bartholomew, you know, he says, "What can I do to turn this around?" And Bartholomew says, "Well, the least you could do is say you're sorry." But once he says he's sorry, the oobleck clears up.
Yes, but these crooks seem to have in mind, you know, never apologize, never explain. You know, that's their whole motto. I think that's Dick Cheney. I think that's tattooed somewhere on Dick Cheney's person that I don't even want to think about. Thank you so much, very much, for your call, Devin Loveland. I appreciate your thoughts. You know, she makes an interesting point. Look at Saddam Hussein. Look at our so-called democracy establishment in Iraq. They're going to hang Saddam Hussein. I don't believe in the death penalty, but if anybody deserves it, he certainly won. But it's interesting because I think we brag here that we're so democratic and people have to pay the consequences for their actions. And, you know, starting Richard Nixon, and also come to think of the John F. Kennedy assassination, when we never got to the bottom of it, and then watching, you know, sort of assassination after assassination before my very eyes, Dr. Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy, it seemed... that anybody you admired would get killed for his time and trouble. And that was very frightening. It was a very frightening time to think about. I mean, you wanted to be in politics, you wanted to be concerned about politics, but it was also very, very scary. And I don't know, you know, whether we'll ever recover from all of that. I still wonder how much that legacy still affects us in some ways or another. And it's interesting to note how many seeds of today's troubles were planted then. Nixon hired, I believe, Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, and then, of course, Ford took them in, too, and gave them even more prominence. And it's very scary. I mean, it's like... he and Rumsfeld, it says, the Nixon approach to presidential power, Cheney and Rumsfeld moved it to the end, Ford's restraint and regalism, and replaced it with a more swaggering, messianic view of American might. If that sounds familiar, it is. That's a quote from Newsweek magazine today. Robin in Longmont, we only have a little bit of time, so I think I'm going to ask you to hold over until the next hour because I don't want to give you short shrift, and we've only got a few more seconds by my reckoning of when I have to get out of here. Or John, when's my out? 40 seconds? Okay. So rather than give you just 40 seconds to have your say, Robin, I would rather, please, if you would indulge us and stay over into the news and come back with us and share the benefit of your wisdom. I would love to hear what you all have to think about the legacy of Gerald R. Ford, about the seeds that were planted during that time. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin all this week, except for Friday when I have another commitment.
Hey Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in Crawford, Texas.
All of us are saddened by the news that former President Gerald R. Ford passed away last night.
Leading the nation in tributes to his late predecessor, President Bush called him a great man who assumed the presidency at a time of division and turmoil.
For a nation that needed healing and for an office that needed a calm and steady hand, Gerald Ford came along when we needed him most.
In a statement to reporters, Mr. Bush called the 38th president a man of complete integrity who led the nation with common sense and kind instincts after the Watergate scandal. I'm Mark Noller, live in Crawford, Texas. With more on the death of Gerald Ford, here's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Mr. Ford is remembered for ending what he called the long national nightmare of Watergate.
To grant a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
This morning, former Ford Chief of Staff Alexander Haig tells CBS News that historic action was a solitary decision.
The president was alone when he pardoned the president. His staff, to the man, was against it.
And so were many voters. Historians say the Nixon pardon cost Gerald Ford election to the presidency in 1976 when he lost to Jimmy Carter. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, now with more on the death of Gerald Ford. Here's Dave Barrett.
Some perspective from others who covered Gerald Ford at the White House, former CBS News correspondent Robert Pierpoint.
I remember him as one of the most natural politicians that I ever covered. He liked people, and that is a very important point for a politician.
Gerald Ford served for less than 2.5 years. Former correspondent Phil Jones.
What historians and the American people are going to start to realize is that it may have been a forgotten presidency up until now, but that he deserves to be right up there with the best of them.
That thought echoed by Jeff Green. He got up early today to pay a visit to the Gerald Ford Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
There's not a face or a man that more personifies Michigan, I think, than President Gerald Ford.
Saddam Hussein has put pen to paper.
It's the first reaction from Saddam Hussein to the Court of Appeals decision to uphold his death penalty. He issued a letter that was released by his attorneys in Jordan. In it, Hussein says he will go to the gallows as a martyr, and called on the Iraqi people to remain united.
CBS's Randall Pinkston in Baghdad. Saddam could be executed within 30 days or less. Landing at Miami International Airport, a British Airways 747, it ran over some lights on the runway.
It's a bit scary. It's a bit of a worry.
Nobody was hurt, but on board, British Prime Minister Tony Blair and his family, whose vacation got off to an interesting start. This is CBS News.
Coffee?
Thanks.
Introducing Splenda, flavor blends for coffee and French vanilla, mocha, and hazelnut. They add delicious flavor that takes you someplace else.
Mmm. I'm ready for takeoff. Ah, smell that luscious vanilla air. Wow, I'm good. I could do this on one ski. I am on one ski. Shimmering vanilla moguls beckon. I see gold medals in...
Miss, please, sit down. The captain has turned on the seatbelt sign.
Oh, sure. Right.
New Splenda, flavor blends for coffee. Visit them at vanillaflavorblends.com. Find them in the coffee aisle.
Hello, I'm George. People think I don't get excited about anything, but oh, are they wrong. During Happy Honda Days, I turn into a party animal. See your Honda dealer today and get an awesome deal on the innovative Ridgeline, the 8-passenger Pilot, or the ever-so-comfortable Accord. I'm already getting psyched just thinking about it. Happy Honda Days. It'll put a big smile on your face. Seriously.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. Police in Southern California have arrested a man that may have committed a murder in Commerce City on Christmas Eve. Police have been looking for 32-year-old Albert Gallegos. The 30-year-old ex-wife, Natasha, was found dead in an apartment. Detective Mike Saunders says the man arrested in California was driving a car matching that of Albert Gallegos. The rubber doesn't just meet the road in Colorado Springs. It actually becomes the road. City officials this summer started testing a new road surface made partly of ground-up melted-down tires. As expected, the new roads are turning out to be measurably quieter as they continue to study the new road surface. Officials also hope to prove the new surface is more durable than standard asphalt and provide motorists with better traction. Cold tomorrow, snow on the way tomorrow night, highs only in the 20s. The snow could continue through Friday, up to 8 inches to this point. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it's definitely the calm before the storm. We're doing just fine this morning, lighter than usual traffic, and just seeing the usual buildup on the north side of town. Southbound 25 filling in through Thornton, North Glen, but it's not as bad as usual. Also into downtown, eastbound Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue stacking up at Federal toward I-25, and you'll also have a lot of company on the eastbound side of 270 through Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high clouds, a little cooler, locally breezy, 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As one of North America's largest graduate schools, Keller Graduate School of Management offers 7 master's degrees and 15 MBA concentrations. Take Keller classes online or on site in 3 Colorado locations. Visit keller.edu or call 303-329-3000.
Top 3 resolutions for the new year. Number 3, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number 2, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number 1, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
A full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. We're talking about the death of Gerald R. Ford. You just heard him talking about giving a full free pardon to Richard Nixon. Boo hiss. That still sticks in my political craw. I don't know about yours. After he made that pardon, his popularity plummeted. It invited attacks from both the Democratic Congress and the Republican right, galvanized overnight, and the right went to Ronald Reagan. So in some ways, we have that pardon to thank for Ronald Reagan, too. Ugh. 2 weeks later, I'm just reading from Newsweek, by the way. I wanted to fill you in on this to sort of set up our discussion for this hour. 2 weeks later, Ford appointed Donald Rumsfeld to replace Alexander Haig. Ugh. Rumsfeld chose Dick Cheney, then 33, as his deputy. The next year, he fired Defense Secretary James Schlesinger and replaced him at the Pentagon with Rumsfeld. He put George H.W. Bush in charge of the CIA. Oh, Chile thanks you. And forced Nelson Rockefeller off the 1976 ticket and promoted Cheney to chief of staff. In that role, he instituted a more centralized, secretive, and Nixonian approach to the presidential power. He and Rumsfeld moved to end Ford's restraint on realism, and again, I'll repeat, because I said this last hour, and replaced it with a more swaggering, messianic view of the American might. If it sounds familiar, it is. Oh, great. Twice now we've let Rumsfeld and Cheney run the country. Okay. Our long national nightmare apparently is continuing. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Robin in Longmont, welcome.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I am well.
I am glad to hear that. I was just wanted to call and talk a little bit about Gerald Ford. I was a very young mother when he came on, and I remember that time as thinking to myself, he is the calm that we need right now. It had been so horrible and so chaotic during the Nixon regime that
I know people forget. Everybody stopped. The whole country stopped and watched the hearings.
He stopped.
We stopped. I know. I remember.
It was more than the OJ trial. We stopped and we watched history, and it was sad and it was heartbreaking, and along comes this man that nobody really knew who he was, unless you were from Wisconsin, and he just was kind of a stabilizing factor. Was he a consummate politician? I believe he was.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody thinks of him as the stumbler bumbler because thanks to Chevy Chase's wonderful parodies of Ford falling down.
I think that behind that sweet smile, there lurked the heart of a consummate politician.
Well, looking back on it, and you see Cheney and Rumsfeld getting their big start there, and you just shudder.
Yeah.
You know, you shudder at who he was letting running the store.
It was the beginning of what we are facing today. We are reaping what we sowed and what we allowed to be sowed. I believe Gerald Ford when he said he did not want to be president. Why be president when you can be Speaker of the House, which pretty much holds a lot more clout than the presidency does?
Well, it did at the time. I'm not sure anymore. I think very much so that they have very much installed an imperial presidency once again.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about in the norm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the norm, the Speaker of the House carries a little bit more clout than the president does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Gerald Ford wanted to be. I don't think he wanted to be president.
Well, I don't know whether I agree with you quite under our current construct that the House Speaker has more power, because I'm not sure Nancy Pelosi has more power than George W. Bush. But I do agree with you that he wanted to be there, and he thought that was going to be his great job. But then again, remember, the Democrats had controlled Congress for the better part of 40 years then.
Exactly.
And, you know, I read a really funny line the other day. It took the Democrats 40 years to get thrown out. It took the Republicans only 12.
12.
Because they're always trying to streamline government.
So cool. I have a question. And
yes,
I'm just going to throw it out because I've been thinking about it now for the last, 2 years. Instead of impeaching Bush.
Excuse me. Yes.
What is the possibility or even the probability of civil suits after he's out? Can he not be brought to charges as you know, war crime charges as a citizen, or does it have to be done as the president?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I know that they allowed a civil suit to be brought against and forced Bill Clinton to testify in the Paula Jones civil suit and civil action. I'm not sure, and that was part of what did him in terms of that. But I don't know whether they can do that. I'm not sure whether that is possible, but certainly he should be made to be accountable for what he has done. Absolutely. And if it takes Henry Waxman 100 years, I still want to know what the heck happened with this. I am tired of sort of, and maybe that's why I have this aversion to ongoing conspiracies, because it's like, just tell me the truth, damn it.
Yeah,
don't hide it. It's hard enough, you know, to govern the most complicated country on earth. I mean, I think people forget. They talk about, well, you know, they have to govern. It's like, well, we have to live in it, and we have to be citizens, and we have to go to the ballot box and vote, you know. Just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Just fess up, face up. Don't hide. Don't obfuscate. If you really believe you're on the right path, then explain it to me, and maybe I'll go along with you. See, that's the fallacy with Dick Cheney's whole thing about being so cool and so open, you know, so right for the country, and you just need to believe this because I'm right. And it's like, no, you lie. You don't tell the truth. You're not obviously a straight shooter, so to speak. Sorry.
And, well, yeah. Well, he's not. We know that.
No, ask his friend.
Ask his friend. but
who's still probably picking buckshot out of his cheeks.
Well, yeah, and he wasn't drunk. Yeah. I've been listening to all of these people talking about, impeach him, and they don't remember, either they don't remember or they were too young to live through Watergate. And what it did to the country.
You know, you're right. It did stop the country, which was part of the reason. I don't know. Were you mad at Gerald Ford for pardoning Nixon after he resigned?
Actually, I was not.
Okay. I kind of figured.
I was not mad at him. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. But I was not mad. My mother and father were absolutely off the chart.
Yeah.
But I was not. I just thought, okay, it's over. It's done with. Let's go forward.
Mm.
That's pretty much where I was.
I'm still having trouble with that point of view. But I understand. No, I can listen to you, and I can accept what you're saying, and I will think about it. But I can see some sense and truth in what you're saying.
Well, I wanted peace and quiet and safety for my newborn baby.
Absolutely.
And if that's what it took, then so be it.
Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate your perspective this morning, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Indeed, and thank you especially for holding. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm struck by the number of women who have called this morning, and also by the depth and the profundity of their thoughts on this. And I'm also struck by the way people, and maybe this is a woman thing, maybe not, I don't know, you tell me, but the way women relate it to where they are in life. I mean, I was a student, I really wanted to understand more, it was fascinating to me, it was kind of like, it was more like a game, and particularly because I was interested in going into the media. I idolized Woodward and Bernstein. I later met Bernstein, which was very cool, but I think, you know, everybody's different perspective, and listening to it likened to a children's story, I just love the way people are thinking this morning. So I would love to talk and to share with you our thoughts as citizens of this country about the death of Gerald R. Ford, what it means for us today, and if you have a good laugh about Chevy Chase and lampooning him too, or your favorite stupid Ford comment, that's okay. And think of the legacy he left us, and I shudder to think of Cheney and Rumsfeld. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
Eastbound on the approach to 74th. It's blocking up your left-hand lane. Also have a new problem on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike just after Pecos to watch out for. Of course, we have that usual stretch pretty well jammed up from Federal to Pecos as you make your way into the city. And also watch out for a new problem westbound lanes of E-470 right at Parker Road. Weather today, high clouds, a little cooler, locally breezy, looking for a high of 50. Right now, mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapahoe Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. A-Basin is 76% open with 85 inches of total snowfall this season. Don't forget to check out our great rental and lesson packages at ArapahoeBasin.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the front range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
home. When historians 50 years from now objectively write about the Ford administration, I hope they will say that President Ford healed the wounds of Watergate, ended the tragedy of the war in Vietnam, and restored public confidence in the White House itself.
Well, I don't know about that, particularly the legacy that they've left us with Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld. Ew! I'm Aaron Hart. This is J. Marvin's show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in today and tomorrow, and who knows after that. Friday I have to take off because I have a prior engagement. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about the legacy of Gerald Ford, but more importantly, not only his legacy, but what it meant to you. Because you're the star of the show here, as far as I'm concerned, you. And that's what's important about this, too. I know, I sound like a Time magazine cover, but I really do believe in a certain extent that these events are important to us because many of us went through it together, or many of you may have come into this movie and now you're catching up with some of the prequel, you know, that many of us went through. And I think that, you know, having grown up watching people killed live on television in Vietnam, in the living room war, as I like to call it, it affected you. And certainly Gerald Ford and handling of the war was an interesting aspect of his presidency as well. Thanks for your calls, by the way. A couple of you called and said, dashing to work, don't have to wait, don't have time to wait, but thanks. And I appreciate that you like the information I'm trying to impart about Gerald Ford this morning. And also, we had someone else call and say something very plaintive and very personal, and I just want to share it with you, since he told John about it, but he couldn't wait. And I, having lost my mother this year, I can relate to his comments. He said, why do we only celebrate the death of celebrities and you know, important people and politicians and people who are famous? We only talk about that, and we never talk about anything else. And it was apparently, I'm sorry, I've got a frog in my throat this morning, so if you hear me suddenly cut out, you know what I'm doing. Anyway, he was talking about how his mother died when Sinatra died, and his mother's just sort of got hit by a tidal wave. Now, I can relate. As far as I recall, frankly, I don't know, because we unplugged from the news when my mother passed away on April 7th. But I know that afterwards, it was within a month afterward, my sister and I had, and my brother had co-written an obituary, because my mother was an editor of the, she worked at the Rocky Mountain News, for example, and she worked for the Charlotte Observer and the San Juan Star. And the San Juan Star was the only paper that would carry her obituary without charging us. You know, and I realized how much the, and I felt indignant, not only as a daughter, but as a citizen of our country. And I know newspapers have to pay the rent. They're losing ground. They're losing circulation. I grew up in newspapers, literally and figuratively. My mother was an editor. I think have not only blood, but printer's ink floating in my brain and in my veins. It was shocking to me that, you know, even though she'd worked there a spell ago and everything else, it was like, you won't publish it. She worked there. She was part of your organization. No, we don't. And I thought to myself, you know, who do you have to be these days? And then I thought, why shouldn't anybody get their day on the paper? You know, why shouldn't everybody be welcomed? Because, when I was a kid, the funeral parlor or you submitted your death notice to the newspaper and they published it. And as far as I know, they didn't charge you, you know. And I just find it appalling now that they charge bucks. I mean, it's expensive. So our solution was to, certainly put it where we thought it was important. But also we sent it around to family and friends via email, and that certainly gives you a good way. I mean, obviously you're paying for your internet service, but I think memory books are a good idea. Before my mother died, and this is key for any of you who have an aging parent, before my mother died, we did several things that I think were a good idea, and one of them was, and I forget where I picked it up, but maybe iVillage or something, although I can't remember going to that site very often at all. But I think it was, We decided to have memories of my mother sent from all of her relatives. And I wrote the southern relatives and the western relatives and everybody I could find. And everybody wrote like a one-paragraph thing about what they remembered best about her, so that she sort of had a living memorial. And the reason I asked them to write it is because my mother was blind, and then we could read it to her. So I think we should celebrate the living. And that was one thing I did like about the Ford family. They had their ups and downs. They had a few kids who were kind of errant. You never got the feeling that Betty and Jerry were necessarily big jerks. I mean, Gerald was obviously out of it to a certain extent. He made a sad comment I heard last night about not knowing whether Susan had a chaperone. It was the kind of question only Larry King could ask. And he goes, well, did Susan have chaperones? Did she have men request to date her of you? And how does one date the daughter of a president? And Gerald Ford just looked bemused and said, well, I was never involved in that, as if it was some sort of scary thing that he would not even want to talk about. I think one of the things that needs to be, the family life of the Fords was, as far as we knew it, was pretty cool, too. I mean, even though he never talked about it, apparently he quit drinking a year after his wife quit drinking. And he was made fun of, I believe, by Bob Woodward, making fun of Ford talking at a speech, having had a few too many martinis. And I wonder if he didn't have a problem there, too. But apparently he quit, and I find that interesting as well. Personally, he also, I think, very much supported his wife in all of her recovery efforts, and I think that that was pretty striking for the country to see, too. He also apparently made a point of making English muffins on TV. Again, forgive me, I don't know why I'm getting a little hoarse, whether there's something in the studio that I'm allergic to, which could be possible, or what. I just searched for relief, and I'm not sure I have a cough drop or an allergy pill in my bag, which is dumb because I normally need them. But so in other words, bear with me if I have to cut out like I'm going to do right now. There we are. Ford accepted accountability and showed uncommon political and personal courage. This according to Newsweek again. He announced his amnesty plan in front of the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention, which was the toughest audience he could find, seeing it would have been a little cowardice to disclose it before a hand-picked crowd. Now, again, isn't that interesting? I mean, we liken him in some ways to his secretiveness and the other aspects of Nixon's presidency that he installed. But then on the other hand, he had the courage and the gumption to show up in front of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Can you imagine George W. Bush going to a veterans organization to talk about casualties or about the stupidity of some of his war tactics or about some of the decisions he's going to have to make in the coming year that will alter irrevocably what's happening in Iraq? At least we hope so. If he tries to keep up the status quo, I'm pretty sure the rest of the country will not go along with him. But it's interesting to think he actually could face the music. He could say, okay, this is what I have to do, and I have to go out in front of these people and tell the truth. And that's kind of amazing, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's amazing that he actually went to talk about a draft amnesty and a proposal for it in front of probably the crowd that would be the maddest at him for doing it. He also presided over the fall of South Vietnam. He vetoed spending bill after spending bill that the Democratic Congress kept sending him. Again, that comment of his press secretary and biographer that, you know, hey, he'd give you the shirt off your back if you were hungry and stand in front of the White House, but then he'd go back inside and veto the school lunch bill. I found that intriguing. He also made the city fathers of New York City extremely angry. That was prominently mentioned in the New York Times obituary I read this morning. As well, that he, you know, was a showdown when New York was in bankruptcy in the 70s, and he showed them down and said, nope, not bailing you out. But he did work out a way for them to refinance. He also helped midwife a Mideast peace process that came 5 years later with the Israelis and the Egyptians shaking hands at Camp David. Carter, of course, getting the photo op there. And again, if any of you have any fond memories of Chevy Chase's lampooning of him, I would love to revel in those memories as well. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the legacy of Gerald R. Ford, what he did. He also had an alcoholic and very troubled father whom apparently he had great trouble with. He refused to pay support payments for him and one time came upon Gerald Ford when he was working in a restaurant putting himself through school, and Ford was angry at him and didn't want to speak to him and apparently carried that bitterness throughout his life. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I would love to hear your thoughts about Gerald Ford, the legacies that exist and extend with some of them tentacles, perhaps some of them heartstrings, into today's time. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. Toyota has 9 different models with EPA highway ratings of 30 or more miles per gallon, like the new 07 Yaris, which gets up to 40 miles per gallon. Right now, get incredible leases on America's number one selling car, the all-new 07 Camry. Or get great customer cash, like $500 on a new 07 Corolla. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd.
2007 EPA City and Highway Estimates. Avalon, Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, Fuel Drive, 4-cylinder, Prius, Solara, Camry Hybrid, Highlander Hybrid, Yaris with manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary. Based on all Polk & Company total U.S. new passenger car registrations for calendar year ending 2005. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We all catch up to the news that at 93, not surprising that he has passed away, but Gerald Ford's legacy, I mean, I'm sitting here reading through my prep and still amazed at some of the things that he did and what he said about it and the way Nixon apparently perceived the opportunity to get a pardon. We'll talk about that coming up. And also, I'm going to talk about some other things last night. I don't know if any of you were watching NBC last night when I was. There was a show about... In the Shadow of the American Dream and Tom Brokaw exploring immigration issues. Many of them may have seemed rudimentary to those of us who have been concerned with the issue for years, but I thought it was a good look for national audiences. I agree with Dusty Saunders writing in the Rocky Mountain News that it was a good look at it broadly for the rest of the country, and that the Roaring Fork Valley is a good place to start in terms of describing what it's doing to Anglos, for example, who seem to be very fearful about a lot of things. So we'll talk about that coming up, too, because I found some of it both amusing and tragic and sad. So we'll talk about it coming up. And I was amazed at the chutzpah of all the people who participated in the documentary, actually. There was some real frank talk going on in last night's documentary. And I also appreciate Tom Brokaw's style. I found it also interesting to see when he used the term illegal aliens versus illegal immigrants, which is a term I prefer. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and yes, Tom Tancredo was in it. 303-713-7600. I think you just got the idea from my sound effect how I feel about that congressman. The accusations of Watergate, hung like a sword over our former president's head, threatening his health, Ford said. But his primary concern was for the nation. And for running for office, let's face it. My conscience tells me clearly and certainly I cannot prolong the bad dreams that continue to reopen a chapter that is closed, he said. My conscience tells me that only I, as president, have the constitutional power to firmly shut and seal the book. This from an article by Larry Margasek of the Associated Press. My conscience tells me it is my duty not merely to proclaim domestic tranquility, but to use every means that I have to ensure it. Ford revisited the pardon in his autobiography. I was simply not convinced that the country wanted to see an ex-president behind bars. Oh, I'd fantasize occasionally about seeing Dick Nixon in prison stripes. We are not a vengeful people. Okay, maybe not. Forgiveness is one of the roots of the American tradition, and Nixon, in my opinion, has already suffered enormously. So had the nation, Ford said. It was the state of the country's health at home and around the world that worried me. Nixon had not been indicted, but stood accused of serious crimes that would take time, perhaps years, says the AP, to sort out. A grand jury had voted 19-0 to name him an unindicted co-conspirator in the cover of the White House. Dozens of his aides were already going to or in the slam as well. Ford knew that a pardon could damage his election chances, but even he was surprised by the outrage that ensued after that decision. Damn it, I don't need the polls to tell me whether I'm right or wrong, he said. Gosh, can you imagine? George W. Bush, I don't read polls. I just don't read, period. That's nice, good. His attention span was short. That's how Ford described Dick Nixon, who was shuttered in San Clemente in his offices. Nixon was gaunt, shrunken, and unresponsive. His handshake was weak, Ford's aides reported. With a few remarks he made were left incomplete in mid-sentence, Ford said. And if any of you have listened to the tapes, you know you've heard how Nixon could trail off, especially toward the end. Still, he accepted the statement and made his way to the Oval Office. Ford turned to face the cameras and the nations. Finally, it was done, he wrote in his book. It was an unbelievable lifting of a burden of my shoulders. I felt certain I had made the right decision. I was confident that I could now proceed without being harassed by Nixon or his problems anymore. Yes, well, would that we weren't still haunted by the legacy of an imperial presidency. And we'll talk more about that coming up. We have immigration to talk about. I did do some research on some of the 9/11 websites and accusations, and I still stand on my statement that I don't believe that there is substantive foundation for a full-blown conspiracy theory. But, you know, a lie travels around the world much quicker than the truth, to paraphrase Mark Twain. So, and there are certainly a prolific amount of websites. There are also a prolific amount of sources that you can go to debunk a lot of it, too. And we'll talk about that as well. The number is 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. And we have all kinds of things to talk about this morning. So fear not, we'll open it up to general talk as well. Bella in Denver, welcome and good morning. Thank you for joining me on the J. Marvin Show.
Hey, good morning. There's a couple of things that I remembered about Ford, and excuse me if you've covered this because I was parking before I came into work, but
and fine.
Couldn't listen to you. But he was a member of the Warren Commission.
That's right.
And
I've only touched on that very briefly.
Isn't he the one who presented the report?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
And they only had, 18 months to do it? I was stunned at the amount of time they had, but not very long at all.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that he was the single president in history in his 2 years of office that had the most vetoes of any other president.
And he was only there for 895 days. Good
exactly.
spot, Bella.
He
was really mad. Yeah, we've talked a little bit about how one of his aides said he couldn't believe that Ford would actually give you the shirt off your back if you needed it in front of the White House, but then he'd stride into the White House and veto the school lunch bill.
Right.
He really hated spending money.
He
did not like that the Democrats wanted to spend money at all.
Right.
So he vetoed and vetoed and vetoed and vetoed their bills.
Exactly. He didn't pass one. Not one of those. Not one.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what George W. Bush does now that the Democrats will most certainly be sending him bill after bill to help rectify some of the stupid spending they've been doing.
Yeah.
I know, because he hasn't had, I think, only one veto, hasn't he? I believe so.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So
anyway.
His Warren Commission, I haven't seen that covered too much in the coverage as yet. I'm sure people will catch up with it, and I will too. But from what I mean, it's certainly still a controversy. When I was watching Larry King last night, they were running interview after interview with him, segments of it, and one of the things they covered, and he said he had never regretted it, that he still thought it was only a lone gunman, that they never really thought that he stood by the commission's findings, which I still find kind of astounding.
It was astounding. And, you know, I remember seeing that on one of the anniversaries of President Kennedy's death in recent years, like within the last 10 years. But since they've had the announcement of Gerald Ford's death, I haven't heard one on any of the things, even though they go way back, you know. And, you know, he used to also have that public service announcement that he was dressed up in an Eagle Scout uniform, and it was for the Boy Scouts. Do you remember that? It was
yes,
in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was a promotion for the Boy Scouts. And he says, you never know if when you join the Boy Scouts, or he says, when you join the Boy Scouts, you don't know if you may one day grow up to be president, but you never know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting, but they haven't touched on that. And even though they went into all of his football career, they didn't touch on the fact he was an Eagle Scout. They didn't touch on the fact that he was the guy who presented, because I remember seeing that. He presented the report, you
wow.
know, of the Warren Commission. And anyway, so I just thought I'd bring that up. And
now do you believe the Warren Commission's findings?
No, not completely.
No.
I think they should have dug more into Lee Harvey Oswald. Not that I think that there was a thing where there were multiple gunmen or anything. But I think there was a lot more to it. I just, even if they wanted to support that it was only Lee Harvey Oswald, I would like to have seen more of a study. I mean, he was in Cuba all that time. What did he do in Cuba?
Yeah, no, very, very, very good point.
Who were his contacts in Cuba? I want names. You know?
Yes, what, and I want accurate information. I just like, it's like I've been saying all morning. Just tell me the truth.
I know.
Don't waste my time with nonsense. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to, you know, take, you know, don't do this. Stop it.
Yeah, and when it showed Lee Harvey Oswald passing out those pamphlets, you know, when he was, I don't know, pro-communist pamphlets or something
yeah.
on some
yeah.
university. Who was the printer that printed up those pamphlets?
Yeah.
I want to know.
I know,
you know,
me too. No, very true. And here's I'm reading a blog about the Warren Commission. It says, the Warren Commission clearly did a very poor job. Some might say incompetent. Some may call it worse. I, for one, am in agreement with you. The pressure was extended to sweep the awkward stuff under the rug. You know, and I think that may have been true, too. Sometimes I think information is hidden from us, not out of any malfeasance, but because of expediency or because, oh, well, we don't want to get into that.
Or you don't want to embarrass a family.
Yeah, or you don't want to embarrass a family, or you don't want to fill in the blank. And you know, I still think the best thing about it is the truth. And the trouble is, that's how some of the 9/11 stuff got started, by the way, is because they destroyed the stupid FAA tapes. Why did they do that? Why didn't they forthcome with everything?
Exactly.
You know, if they had done that, that would have been better. They hadn't forced the NYFD to subpoena the documents in order to get the transcripts of their and the tapes of their communications released. But, you know, that was more about just having the right equipment, and they couldn't even do it.
Exactly.
You know, because the equipment wouldn't listen to each other.
When you start hiding something, that's when the conspiracy stories fly. If you
Absolutely.
Want an explosive conspiracy, then by God, you better be forthcoming with everything.
You bet. And dump the laundry list. You know, you have the internet now. You can publish everything. You can put it all out there, and then people can sort through it. Let it. Don't make them go to the Freedom of Information Act. Let it go.
Right.
Unless it's truly national security, and we all know how few that is. We know how few those interests are.
Oh, oxymoron. Yeah.
All right, Bella. Have fun at work.
Thank you, Erin.
Stay warm
Take
and dry
care.
In the storm. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin this morning. Love to talk to you about Gerald Ford. We'll also sprinkle in some other news of the day. We've got Saddam Hussein facing execution. Would you watch him die? I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't believe in the death penalty, even for Saddam Hussein. Although, I believe it's up to the Iraqis to do what they believe they should do. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Gerald R. Ford, 93, dead. His legacy, some of the things that still linger, and the best way to deal with conspiracy theories, just let the truth come out. Dang it. 303-713-7600. Take all those conspiracy theorists out of business, please.
AM AM 760. Progressive traffic.
A little bit of slow traffic behind those areas where we did have earlier wrecks, including eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. Also the problem that we had on I-76 from 88 to 74th. Looks like the only one still in place, a collision with injuries westbound E-470 at Parker Road. We also have just heavy traffic starting to build across the metro, including in Aurora, southbound 225 through the Tech Center area, that's Yosemite to I-25, and eastbound lanes of C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Weather today, high clouds, a little cooler, locally breezy, looking for 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy, 38. Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're traveling out of town this holiday and heading to Denver International Airport, don't forget the cheapest shuttle parking available.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Your attention, please. Due to excess inventories throughout the automotive industry, accountants have ordered the MedVet Autoplex to perform an urgent inventory equalization sale to balance our supplies of cars, trucks, vans, and sports utilities. For this extraordinary event, the executive committee has authorized MedVet sales managers to maximize trade-in allowances and to sell and deliver every vehicle possible at both of our locations. Sacrifice pricing is now available on every Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned product. You will save thousands. MedVet will feature 0% financing or no payments until June 2007 on select vehicles with approved credit. MedVet's target is to sell more than $50 million worth of cars and trucks before the close of business on January 2nd. Act now, only at the MedVet Autoplex, on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
New Emergency Immune Defense is packed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, plus zinc and other immune boosters to bolster your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched the doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency Immune Defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at it. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Jay Marvin Show. Good morning. You can write to me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com, or you can send in some messages. I may not get them for a little while, but John does pass them along to me. And thanks to John Turk back at the studio in Denver. I appreciate it. Be careful out there. It is going to snow tomorrow. I'll be with you tomorrow, too. Take you through. We'll hold hands in the snowstorm and chat. Maybe you'll get to stay home from work again. Woohoo! Nice holiday time, huh? Well, we're working. We're talking to you about the death of Gerald R. Ford. We're also going to expand our horizons and talk about some other topics that have come up in the past 24 hours stuff that came up on this show in the past 24 hours. If we don't get to all of it today, we certainly have tomorrow to talk together, too, and perhaps some more time as well. Jay Marvin, we wish him well. He is certainly going into surgery, and we wish you all the best, Jay. Have a speedy and safe recovery. Steve in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm pretty swell, thanks, apart from remembering how much I was mad about Richard Nixon.
It's weird. I was a child. That was back 71, so I was 11. It was weird. I mean, I didn't hate, you know, I was obviously a child. I didn't think Gerald Ford did a bad thing, because if you rationalize it, you work with the man for the entire term, and you're going to watch him go down in flames? I mean, of course he saved him.
Well, I know. I know what you're saying, and I read that thing about how pathetic Nixon was, and I believe Nixon was pathetic. I mean, I don't believe Anthony Hopkins' portrayal of him in the movie was necessarily very far off the mark. But I still think that the nation needed to know more about what had actually happened, perhaps.
Yes.
Although at least we had hearings. At least we had an investigation. At least we had a Congress and a Senate that actually held nationally televised hearings to talk about high crimes and misdemeanor, which, of course, was farcical when they did it to Clinton, but which is sorely needed now in terms of war profiteering and other aspects of what's going on today, don't you think?
Well, I certainly agree. I mean, I think the image of Nixon in chains might have slowed these guys down, the criminals that are in charge now.
Well, that's
like
part of what...
I'd like to hand Chippus Maximus over to The Hague, you know?
Yes!
Let them fry him. Yeah.
Well, you know, I would rather have him tried at home than in The Hague, just because, you know, I guess I'm jingoistic that way, but... or nationalistic that way. But I believe that we should have, there should be consequences for your actions. And, you know, certainly I don't think that the right consequences were. I think that the impeachment process was bastardized and a joke was made out of it when they went after Clinton for a private sexual act. But I also, you know, he lied. What would you do if you were caught with your pants down? Give me a break.
Well, it's like, are you drinking the milk out of the thing? No,
I know.
The first thing you say, you know.
Of course, any self-respecting child or adult, you know, lies when they're caught with their pants down. Dang it. I think the thing that worries me is, I don't want the Democrats to be labeled as this investigative, you know, the Spanish Inquisition is going to go on. But I do believe that we need proper investigation of what has gone on. I mean, I'm happy to see that Biden, for example, is promising to ask Condoleezza Rice to come before his committee when he begins investigating the Iraq War and profiteering. He also has said, as he announced for presidency, by the way, that he will fight this proposed troop surge. Mm-hmm. I prefer things to be out in the open. Do you know what I mean? And maybe Nixon didn't need to go to jail exactly. See, here's what I would have done as Gerald Ford. I would have given him a conditional pardon. I would have said, we need you to either plead guilty to these things and to confess to what you did, right, specifically.
Yes.
Or we're going to try you, but I will not make you go to jail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be tried,
yeah.
And it will be publicized, and you will have to endure it. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nixon would have copped.
The stance that you're taking about the Democrats in office now, I mean, I was exalted. I was very excited when everything came into place this November. But I don't like the fact that they're not going after him.
They kind of have to hold their powder.
He
wants his head on spikes. Wow, there's a flashback to the Middle Ages. I know. Wouldn't life be simpler if we could all just accept my lot in life, unfortunately, as a woman, would have been much, much worse as a woman. Unless I was the Queen of England, and that would have been okay. Then I could say, off with your head and be done with it. But Yeah, I agree with you. There is a temptation to put their heads on spikes. There's no one I would like to see more, for example, or I think has done more damage to our country than Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. I mean, I think the two of them, as I look back at our legacy and how they got started in the Nixon and Ford administrations, and I think how much damage they have truly done to the Constitution. I think about how the usurpation of habeas corpus is now, you know, oh, it's not a bad thing. We're in the war on terror. You know, we can round up people and just throw them in jail. It's a war on terror. I mean, I just can't, believe, you know, and thinking back on it, I don't understand why at least Jimmy Carter has spoken up about it. I'm not sure Clinton or Bush Sr., well, you can sort of understand Bush Sr.'s position, but...
I feel bad for him.
I do, too. You just feel like he sends his minions out. I know. Yeah, you feel like he sends his minions out to wrap his son's knuckles and go, hey, Georgie Porgie. Yeah,
well,
I
said, what's his face's job after he did the Iraq study group?
James Baker.
James Baker, I'm sorry, yes, I'm bringing it this morning. You know, his job after wrapping his son on the knuckles is to, you know, hold Bush Sr. and pat him on the shoulder, go, it's going to be all right, because watching your son take the country down in flames has got to hurt.
I think that's part of the reason he brought, I mean, I'm no psychologist necessarily, but I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that that may be why George H.W. Bush burst into tears at Jebby's, ceremony recently as governor of Florida. I mean, it's like, the wrong son got in office. And did you see Barbara Bush making fun of him? He was saying, you know, as we stand on the threshold in God's waiting room, and she goes, speak for yourself, I'm not in God's waiting room.
Yeah, like, exactly, yeah.
Whoa, some tension there. Wonder if there's a little, you did this to him. No, you did. I'm sorry, you made him into a power-hungry egomaniac. No, you did. You know, you kind of have to wonder what goes on at the round the table at Kenny Bunkport in Texas, huh?
I know. I mean, I've never been afraid of a president before.
No, but I mean, I'm afraid. What? I was afraid of Nixon, but I have to tell you something. I'm even more afraid of this one. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. We have to end for this hour, but I'd love to talk to you about the death of Gerald Ford, about the legacy, about politics, about immigration special by Tom Brokaw, all that and more coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Here's the number, 303-713-7600.
He wins the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. A long life, 93 years. Ended last night for Gerald Ford, the 38th president of the United States. He died at home in Rancho Mirage, California.
He helped heal America at a time we were in great need of it.
That's former Senator Bob Dole, who was the vice presidential part with Mr. Ford on the 1976 GOP ticket.
He just had this way about him that appealed to people, regardless of their politics. No, he was very effective because of it.
President Bush paid tribute at his Texas ranch a couple of hours ago.
President Ford was a great man who devoted the best years of his life in serving the United States.
Michigan Congressman, Democrat John Dingell, served with Gerald Ford in the House. He noted two of his colleagues' attributes.
Character and decency. And integrity.
And he was a man who understood that the system only works if people are willing to work together.
WWJ's Vicki Thomas says people are pausing in Michigan to remember one of their own.
The flag flies at half staff here outside the Gerald R. Ford Museum in Grand Rapids. An outdoor tribute is also growing as mourners leave flowers, flags, and candles. One handwritten note reads, "You will always be our president. Godspeed."
President Ford was in office for less than 2.5 years. Correspondent Peter Mayer.
Gerald Ford knew he would always be remembered for this line spoken on the day he became president after Richard Nixon's resignation.
"Our long national nightmare is over."
Mr. Ford immediately moved to restore decency to government following the Watergate scandal.
"Truth is the glue that holds government together."
Gerald Ford wanted to be remembered for healing the wounds of Watergate, the motivation for his controversial decision to pardon Richard Nixon. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
CBS's Steve Futterman is in Palm Desert, California, not far from Gerald Ford's residence in Rancho Mirage.
"No specific funeral arrangements have been announced. We expect there to be a memorial service at the local church here that Mr. Ford and his wife attended. Then we expect Mr. Ford's body will be flown to Washington. Then finally, the former president will be taken to Grand Rapids, Michigan."
His hometown, where the Gerald Ford Museum is located. The letter released by Saddam Hussein's lawyer says the captured Iraqi dictator will be a willing martyr when he is hanged. That could happen within 30 days, maybe even fewer. The office of Iraq's president says the appeal was denied and the process towards execution cannot be stopped. This story might give you indigestion if you take Prilosec, Prevacid, or Nexium. They may help acid reflux, but
those patients who take these drugs at a dosage of twice a day, which is considered a higher dose, are at 2.6 times higher risk for hip fracture compared to someone who's not taking a drug.
Dr. Yushuo Yang is with the University of Pennsylvania. Says you don't have to stop taking the prescriptions. You should supplement your diet, though, with more calcium. Wall Street, the Dow's up 71. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Orrick XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Orrick XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
Otgore Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. It's a negative note for her permanent record, public censure by the Attorney Regulation Council. Arapahoe County DA Carol Chambers cleared on 3 counts but found guilty of conduct prejudicial to the administration of justice. Stems from her calls to a lawyer who was trying to collect on bad checks to Walmart, written on the account of an Englewood City Council member. Chambers knew the councilwoman from Republican Party events.
This is getting some attention because it was a Englewood City Councilwoman, but more importantly, she was a victim of identity theft who was being coerced, and I would even use the word extorted.
The censure note concludes that D.A. Chambers effectively placed her fingers on the scales of justice. Chambers may appeal. Potential, the watchword, as forecasters track the path of the storm heading our way. It will arrive tomorrow with heavy snowfall expected. Heavy could mean 3 to 6 inches by Friday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, in the city, you can watch out for a snag downtown northbound side of I-25 at Spear. We have a stall block in the right lane. A wreck also on the ramp from C-470 to I-70. And one issue for the high country, 3-car crash westbound I-70 at Georgetown. Remember, still very icy in spots along the freeways and certainly at our transition ramp, so take it easy. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, high clouds, a little cooler, locally breezy, 50 degrees today. Right now, mostly cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Mio DigiWalker C310X is a stylish, portable navigator and MP3 audio player. It combines full GPS navigation functionality, millions of points of interest, and a full-blown MP3 player in a single device. Get yours now at all Circuit City locations.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM760.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for, I hope I didn't scare you, John Turk, back to studio. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Rather enthusiastic I am at 8:07 in the morning. Good morning. I will open it up now to whatever you would like to talk about. In addition to the death of Gerald R. Ford, dead at the age of 93, deemed a true gentleman by the George W. Bush, our current resident in the United States of America's White House. I still don't believe he's a true president. I really don't. I don't think he has any credibility left. But there he was. And, you know, when he was shaking hands, I saw some clips last night of he and Betty Ford and Gerald Ford on one of Bush's visits as presidents to their house at Rancho Mirage, I believe it was. And I had to say I was struck by the fact, you know, how they treated him like, you know, sort of like in a son kind of way. Then I thought, of course, Ford named Daddy head of the CIA. We have a lot to be worried about what Gerald Ford did, I think, as well. In terms of the Watergate scandal, the pardon of Nixon, all those kinds of things are open. Those of you who are just joining us, that's what we've been talking about this morning so far. In the last 24 hours, several other things have happened that we might be interested in talking about this morning. In addition to, once again, the death of President Gerald R. Ford, he is dead at the age of 93. He certainly had a very, very controversial presidency. His 895 days were, he still had the shadow of Nixon, even though he sort of wanted to get rid of the shadow of Nixon by pardoning him and so he could get on with governing the nation, mostly vetoing spending bills proposed by the Democrats, as Bella reminds us. But it is, I think, striking to note as well that his administration, Donald Rumsfeld, was first Secretary of Defense. Dick Cheney was chief of staff and worked a heartbeat away from the presidency and was very close to the power that and made sure he and Rumsfeld both that Gerald R. Ford's presidency became more imperial, more closed, more secretive, according to Newsweek and New York Times and a number of other sources that I have been reading this morning from Sydney to New York and beyond. I would love to talk to you about that. I also saw a document. The reason that I caught President Ford and wasn't in bed already sleeping last night, because I do try to go to bed early so I'll have enough energy to bring you a stellar talk show in the morning, because we as progressives deserve it. And those of you who are Republicans, too, I don't want you to feel left out of the conversation. You're always welcome to join us on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And, of course, independents, always welcome. One of the things that happened though, was I was watching, the reason I caught the death of the president as it was announced was because I was watching Tom Brokaw's special on NBC last night. And, you know, I was thinking, old anchors may never die, but Tom Brokaw, well, thank God he didn't. I still miss Peter Jennings. I really do. In the documentary last night, Tom Brokaw took a grown-up view and an engaging view. I think it's interesting to note how well he warms up to people, because people were telling him things live and on camera. And it wasn't gotcha journalism either. He was just asking gentle questions. And people were telling him things that you just went, boing, I don't believe that guy just admitted that he's an illegal alien. I don't believe that he just did that, but he did. I mean, Brokaw would ask him, are your documents forged? And he'd say, yes. And it would be like, whoa, what did I just see? So it was an interesting documentary. And as Saunders notes, because I've been searching MSNBC and so far I haven't found a transcript of the show, but according to Dusty Saunders, who's a very good television and radio reporter, in his column, so it's a dilemma, editor, I guess I should call him, actually. It's a dilemma so emotionally and so volatile that no one has been able to find a consensus solution. Hey, tell us something we don't know in Colorado in the Roaring Fork Valley. Now, my brother used to live around Grand Junction, so I've been through the Roaring Fork a number of times. I've been going there since a child. I'm sure it's changed a lot, and, you know, I'm not sure it's changed for the worse. But everybody acts as if it has, and I'm reminded of, I saw this pundit, I was telling John Turk last night, and I wish I could remember her name because I wanted to Google or find the sound that she had on a show that I was watching last week, where she said, you know, much of the immigration debate is really just a cover for people's racist points of view. And I have to say, I find some agreement with that and saw some of it evidenced in the show last night, although frankly, not as much as normally. One thing I appreciated about the documentary last night was how well done it was and how even-handed it was and how it told the straight truth about there are no quick-fix solutions. This has been building for years. He says festering for years. See, I don't look at immigration as a fester or as some sort of sore. Again, objectivity being what it is, I just think the minute you start using language like fester, you're playing into the hands of people like Tom Tancredo, because fester sounds ugly and pustulant to me. And frankly, I don't see a number of people moving into the Roaring Fork Valley who happen to be from Mexico being such a necessarily bad thing. After all, Mexico once owned the entirety of Colorado. We're just sort of shaking forth, the way I look at it historically. But many of you have a different point of view, and I know that. So I want to open the floor for that as well at 303-713-7600. One of the things he said was, look, it is a complicated problem, and it does cause people some feelings of dislocation and change. But when I hear things like, culturally, it's so different, this teacher was appalling. She resigned because she said, I just felt so sorry for the three Anglo kids I was teaching, and there were 17 Mexicans, and you felt like going, and they're not your children and your students, too? Lady, you have an attitude, and I'm, for one, I'm glad you retired and are out of the classroom, because you were no doubt imparting your not-so-subtle racism on their heads. I was reading into some of her comments, but I really felt like, ugh. She was the ugliest person I found. The interesting thing I found was they interviewed Gould Construction Company and how much trouble they have in finding workers. And they pay their workers $14 an hour. One of the weaknesses of this documentary is not so many illegal immigrants are paid $14 an hour and overtime if they work overtime. Many of them are paid far less, let's face it. But I do believe, too, that in the Roaring Fork Valley, where construction is going on, it seems every other second, and they're building, it was actually funny, one of the things that they were building was a school to keep up with the increased population of the children moving to the area, which happened to be the children of the new immigrants. Now, many of the illegal immigrants said, oh, no, I don't want to stay here. I want to work until I'm 30, and then I want to go home, and I want to go to Mexico, and I want to start my own business. Others, however, even in the same family, we're marrying and obviously putting down some roots. So, and I know people have a big bug with, but Aaron, it's illegal. Well, you know something, I'm sure some of my ancestors came here and without necessarily the proper papers, perhaps. And I'm sure they encountered a bit of Irish discrimination, too, when they said things like no dogs and no Irish here in Boston and New York. So I understand how it can be. I think. I've done a fair amount of reading and working on the immigration issue for some other work I've done. And I think that we look at it as this big, scary problem. And really, if people looked around, they'd find their culture isn't so different. I kept looking. I watched the documentary once. I heard their culture, the teacher saying, their culture is so different. And I thought, okay, I'm going to watch for, I grew up in Latin America, so I'm well aware that there aren't so many differences between them and us. A distinction I abhor. I think that's one of the ways we get into trouble in places like Iraq. We look at it as them and us. And we all do it to one degree or another. I got yelled at yesterday in an email because you're not picking on rich white men enough. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, if you could see my email from rich white men sometimes. But it's like, you don't pick on, you're not picking on, you're saying that rich white men can control our country and it's fine. And I don't think I've ever said that sentence except in jest just now. So I know that I'm opening up a can of worms here, but I also welcome our discussion on it. Look, the reality is this does affect officers, teachers, physicians, hospital personnel, employers, area residents, and illegal immigrants, as who are all interviewed, as Dusty notes, in the documentary. And if you haven't seen it, it's called In the Shadow of the American Dream. And, you know, Tom Tancredo is in it. A good portion of it, though, concentrates on Gould Construction in Glenwood Springs, one of my favorite Colorado towns. Absolutely. And you know what? Probably still is. Because I don't care. You know, I happen to be lucky. I speak Spanish. And I mean that sincerely. I don't mean I also worked hard to learn Spanish because I think it's important for us to be bilingual. I mean, one woman was saying she was glad her children were learning Spanish, but she also wondered what impact it would have. Now, wondering what impact it has is understandable, but seeing their culture is different. I mean, I watched the illegal immigrants. What did they do? They cooked. They shopped. They worked. They went home and they kissed their kids and they tried to, you know, to take them to picnics and they took them, you know, their kids were eating pizza and didn't necessarily want to eat Mexican food, which I found amusing. I mean, it's like, excuse me, how are they so culturally different? Could you please explain to me what that cultural difference is? And I know they were talking about the difference in religions now. I mean, what, Mormons will be pushed out by Catholics? You know, give me a break. We can all share, can't we? I mean, can't we? Really? But I know it has caused some dislocation, I'm sure. Crystal River Elementary School in Carbondale is now nearly 80% of the student population is Hispanic, which is a major challenge for teachers and school administrators. But the best thing to do is give every school in Colorado the amount of money that they need to properly educate our children, no matter where they are from, and particularly if they're United States citizens. So it was an interesting documentary. I think it raised a lot of questions. I'd love to hear from you about it. Also, additionally, we're talking about the death of Gerald R. Ford this morning, which is our primary news focus. But I did want to note the documentary because I found it fascinating, and since it focused on Roaring Fork Valley, I figure we might want to talk about it. I'm not sure how far our star signal goes, but if you can hear me up in Glenwood Springs, one of the best New Year's Eve I have ever spent in my life was in the hot springs watching the blizzard fall in Glenwood Springs. I love that town. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your Optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Ride still had crash cleanup westbound E-470 at Parker and dealing with that one on the ramp from C-470 to I-70. Weather outlook, high clouds, cooler today, locally breezy, looking for a high of 50. Right now, mostly cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels and 760 Progressive Talk.
The transition to digital TV is coming. Are you ready? February 2009 marks the end of analog broadcasts. Get the know-how you need for HDTV at MyCEKnowHow.com. MyCEKnowHow.com, your guide to everything HDTV.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your Optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Berrien Associates in Lakewood reminds you that the availability of donated blood in an emergency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Please, give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Berrien Associates at 7112 West Jefferson Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in engineering services, visit Berrien Associates in Lakewood or call 303-763-2323 for expert service.
The Roe Agency Kansas City Life reminds listeners that safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of your safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, take advantage of one of the safe driving options. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. This is from the Roe Agency, Kansas City Life. They feature complete personal insurance services. For free advice, call 254-5400. You'll find them at 1001 West 120th Avenue in Denver.
Toyotathon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. Check out the toughest Toyotas, like Tacoma and Tundra. Tundra has the lowest operating costs, lowest fuel cost in its class, and lowest cost of ownership. And Tacoma is famous for being practically indestructible. Right now, get great deals on these tough Toyota trucks, like $750 customer cash on a new 06 Tacoma, or $2,500 customer cash on any new 06 Tundra. This is your opportunity for year-end savings. You don't want to miss it. The Toyotathon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd.
2006 IntelliChoice Inc. www.intellichoice.com. Regular cab V6 two-wheel drive with automatic transmission. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
AM 760, and a look back at a good year. A great year.
Dramatic change is coming in Washington.
Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives now.
It's just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy.
He's got a bigger tent than they do. That's how you got to look at it.
Bill Ritter is the next governor, and we, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
Keeping it going in 07.
Thank you, Colorado! I want to get as blue as we can get, man. That's how blue I want to get.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gerald Ford is dead. We're talking about some of the legacies of his administration. We're talking only 895 days, but they still resonate across the years to the present day, in part because we have Dick Cheney to thank for nothing. Ew. I have some fun lists we're going to talk about this morning as well. I have some very funny lists, actually. Very, very funny list. Here's what I want you to think about. Your top five political moves, your top three, two, one, political move of the year, your best move, like the one that made you laugh the hardest or cringe the most or scream and pound your head against the steering wheel, whatever it was. I mean, one of my top moves was, hey, the Democrats took back control of the Congress. Woohoo! Every time I hear that promo with Jay Marvin, whose show I'm filling in for, I feel so excited. I get caught up again. Although I watched election night like this. Oh, my God. Are they going to take it? Oh, my God. Are they going to take it away from us? Oh, my God. Are we going to lose it? So that's how I watched it. And, you know, I remember, too, no one doubted that Richard Nixon was elected. No one doubted that Jimmy Carter was elected. No one doubted. You know, now we live with the doubt of whether we have an actual legitimate president. And that's a very big problem. We need to straighten out our voting machines and make sure that they work and that they effectively, that the Republican Party can never, ever, ever, ever systematically disenfranchise people again, ever. So, and I'm also, I happened to catch the news of President Gerald Ford's death last night because I was watching a documentary by Tom Brokaw, which it may be too soon to talk about that because we do need to focus on Gerald Ford. But I did want to mention that I saw In the Shadow of the American Dream. And if you TiVo'd it or you haven't watched it yet, let's try and talk about it sometime during my fill-in stint because I'd really like to talk to you about some of the issues raised in it. It's set in the Roaring Fork Valley. Tom Brokaw, of course, as Dusty Saunders notes, no stranger to Colorado, either professionally or personally. In 2005, in October, he anchored a documentary about Ted Haggard and the New Life Church as examples of the growing evangelical movement across the nation. And you know I'm laughing, right? Because Ted Haggard is now disgraced trying to buy, well, buying methamphetamines. I just looked at him. I didn't. With his gay prostitute lover. Nice, Ted. Good way to be a good Christian. Yay. Or the kind you are, which is bigoted, narrow-minded, and foolish. Brokaw's brother Bill is a Denver restaurateur for more than 25 years and is now in the real estate business, according to Dusty. So anyway, it was interesting to see Brokaw's view of the Roaring Fork Valley. He obviously feels extremely comfortable in our state and in our milieu covering our issues. Dan in Boulder, welcome. Van like a moving van. Sorry, I don't mean to liken you to a moving van in Boulder.
Oh, no, a van like a Chevy. I use it all the time.
I got you. Van like a Chevy. I use heart like a deer. No, go ahead. My ancestors were probably deer poachers. Anyway, go ahead.
No poachers. Nobody poached. Just go out, get yourself a hunting license, do the safety class, and then go kill it.
Nice. Good. You're talking about cremating my ancestors? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're talking about poachers.
I know I was. Go ahead.
All right. Best political move of the year has to be Howard Dean's 50-state strategy.
Amen, brother. He doesn't get enough credit for that, does he?
Well, you know what? It's like one of the things that he did was he put the Democrats in a position so that when the tide didn't turn, because remember, back in, you know, January, February of 2006, it was looking real iffy if we'd get the House, and there was no way we'd get the Senate.
Yeah.
You know, the tide had not turned. But Howard Dean said, look, you know, we're going to put up a fight in all 50 states, and we're going to make them pay attention everywhere. They're going to have to fight on all fronts. They're not going to be able to just fight us in a few districts that we consider, quote-unquote, key.
True.
When the tide did turn and the opportunity presented itself and the wave came in, we had a bunch of boys and girls that were ready to catch it, and they took it home.
I think that
Howard Dean, for his prescience, for him, you know, anticipating and seeing that this possibility was there, and then making sure that we had enough people on the ground and enough candidates so that when the Foley scandal hit, that candidate was so far, he was like 19 or 20 points behind when the Foley scandal hit. Foley scandal hit, Foley, you know, resigns, we pick up that seat.
Yep.
And that's because of Howard Dean. And I want to see that type of, like, national fight out of every Democrat.
I do too, because I got to tell you something. I think we're a lot more purple as a nation than people gave us credit for, you know. I think the right-wing propaganda that has been beating in our ears for years, and Fox News, by the way, has lost, 14%, and MSNBC is cheerfully running a commercial. They've lost 14% of their audience, but they blanketed the nation with the propaganda that, you know, the country is conservative, everyone's right-wing, no one believes this stuff anymore. That is not true.
It's like we're
here, we're smart, we're going to get involved, get over it.
Yeah, well, like, I was reading a really interesting article the other day about Lou Dobbs, who I don't particularly like. I think he's a little over the top on the immigration.
Oh, and jingoistic. Oh, he's so jingoistic on immigration. Ugh.
But there was a really interesting article in there in Mother Jones this month. And it was talking about his populism, his history, where he came from, the arguments he was making, all that good stuff. And the thing that really struck me was this just one paragraph in the article that was talking about how back when he was cutting his teeth, one of the first stories that he covered was Chavez and the farm workers union. And how originally what was happening was is the corporate farms were bringing illegal immigrants over as scabs to bust the union.
Right.
And I think that it's really interesting just in this last thing up with Swift is that, you know, we don't have an illegal immigration problem or illegal worker problem. We have an illegal employer problem. Because I think that, and it struck me that, you know, you can chronicle and watch the decline of unions in the United States tracks almost perfectly with the rise and the increase in the number of illegal immigrants that we have.
Well, okay? I don't know about that, because the waves of illegal immigrants in the 1800s, for example, were in part to supply cheap labor. That's part of the reason they went over there and spread the rumors that the streets were paved with gold in the United States. And
exactly.
Part of the reason
and
you have the homesteaders.
That's why the union movement started in the first place.
Well, and the homesteaders,
all of those
too.
Immigrants.
Well,
right.
Yeah, because a lot of them were actually starting unions because they couldn't get them started in Europe, in part. But I think you make a very good point, but I also noted last night, one thing that was fascinating was everybody who worked at Gould was paid $14 an hour. Everyone. The illegals, the people who were, you know, from the valley. And the only gripe that some of their fellow workers had was that, you know, some of them, get, you know, he goes, they can get away with living here, and I can't go down to, you know, I think he was saying, I can't go to their house and do it, you know.
Right,
he said,
right.
But he goes, but up here in the valley, now, I'm sure they chose Roaring Fork Valley in part because, let's face it, Roaring Fork Valley is not plagued by unemployment at the moment. I mean, one of the reasons
right.
why Gould is hungering for and hiring illegals, and it was laughable. I have to say, I'm amazed that they allow themselves to be filmed on camera because they were wink, wink, nod, nod. Well, if you show up in a couple of days with the proper documents, we can hire you. You know, it was like,
right. Well, you see, the
yeah,
thing is that
they just went down to the corner and bought the best forgery they could find. It was stunning.
One of the things that I think has happened, and I think corporate America has recognized this, is that if they are willing to bring illegal immigrants in. And hire them by the millions.
Right.
What that does is that dilutes the power and the negotiating power of every other worker.
Well, let me challenge that a little bit. What about the woman in Los Angeles? And forgive me, I forget her name, but she's
right.
been one of the best organizers ever, and she's originally from Mexico. I think she now is a citizen.
No, I'm not.
But
saying
she
that.
Has
I'm
she's
more
turned
of a,
the janitors' unions on its heads in the service workers' unions and on their heads in Los Angeles.
Well, I agree. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's effective, you know, union organization, and there's an effective negotiating. There's effective striking. There's an effective. What I'm saying is if you look at the labor pool as a fungible bunch of folks that can be moved around and people move around to go find work and that sort of thing, and you add 12 million people who are right on the fringe, can't go out and really fight for their rights as workers as effectively as a citizen can.
Right.
And then the corporations do this wink-wink thing.
Yes.
So that, you know, literally up at Swift, it looks like, you know, a good portion of their union membership was actually, you know, illegal immigrants,
right.
you know. So
right.
that further puts the unions at a disadvantage when they go to negotiate with folks like Swift. And I
Perhaps.
Think that when, you know, you look at right. it, it's the sort of thing where we need the workers. I mean, we obviously need the workers. We have a low enough unemployment rate that, you know, 12 million has not put us over the edge or put us out of business or made sure people don't have jobs. But what it has done is I think it's helped hold down labor, you know, labor rates and pay. And I think that it is marginalized the unions and how they negotiate. And
the reason I bring
this up is that I think this is common ground with a lot of really conservative people, you know. And I think if they understood how it was really, you know, I mean, we're talking 15-20% on the low end of this country's, you know, the lower middle class.
The problem, the jobs that were traditionally unionized, the whole union movement, I think, needs to be changed in a number of ways. One of them is we're losing more manufacturing jobs and we're gaining more service jobs. But you know what? I have to go to a break, but I really appreciate your call. Please call again, would you?
Oh, I always call.
Good. Excellent.
Unless I'm busy. Later.
Well, thank you. Later, and thank you for calling. I appreciate your common sense approach to things. I'm Aaron Hart. It is 8:34 on the J. Marvin Show. I apologize for stinting you a little bit on progressive traffic with Gina Michaels. She's coming up. AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number is 303-713-7600. It's wide open. Your best political moment of 2006 and his one.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
What needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Hey, Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500. They'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And we really have to try to begin to resolve this in a systematic way. It's not going to work to send everybody back. I don't think you can build the highest wall in the world and it will stop them from coming, because it's economic survival. That's what's brought people here forever.
Well, seeing that those things are not possible, then what is possible? I mean, I think that people are looking for some solution. What lessons did you learn over, what, 8 months of national debate?
Two things. One is that they're filling jobs that Americans don't want to fill anymore. You can't get high school kids to earn $14 to $16 an hour to dig ditches and carry bricks and do the hard work. They don't want to do it. They'd rather be at their computer or working fast food stores. The other part of it is we can't do this on our own. Mexico has to play a big part of this. And Mexico is not much interested, because these illegal immigrants across America are sending back an estimated $8 billion a year in $50 money orders and a little cash and envelopes to their home villages. Mexico doesn't want to cut that off. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take, I think, the good efforts of all parties to get this resolved, and Mexico has to be a big piece of that.
I think Tom Brokaw is right, and that documentary, once again, is very excellently done. I think it touches on the surface of certain issues. I'm not sure it covered the statistics as well as it might, but statistics are really, really hard to get in a TV or radio piece even, much easier to get into print. One of the things that I took notes on last night was, you know, billions, I think it was $30 billion, they estimate that illegals have paid in taxes, and they never virtually collect it, $50 billion. They never see it over 10 years, and they've never seen it. They've never seen their Social Security payments. They don't see half of it. And, you know, now many states have laws against going on any kind of public support or getting any health care. So it's become more and more limited. But you know what they did? Some of the, I mean, in this documentary, they showed They got the flu really, really badly. And even though she, one of the women, the woman in the house went for prenatal care when she was going to give birth to her baby, but when she went, and she paid for it, She paid, I think it was $900 or $800. She did have her baby in the hospital, and they did not pay, apparently. But it was interesting to me to note that all the different ways that they both participate in the mainstream and have to hide in the shadows. For example, when they all got the flu in the house, and there were four brothers, one young niece, one baby, and one wife living in the house, where they paid $1,800 in rent, because it ain't cheap to live in the Roaring Fork Valley, they had to pool their resources. They went down and bought penicillin, which is common in Mexico. In Mexico, you can just go to the local colmado or a little small shop and buy whatever drugs you need. And so they bought this penicillin, and then the one of the people in the house guessed how much he should inject, even his two-year-old niece, how much he should inject them and to get penicillin. And this is with the flu, and we all know that penicillin doesn't do anything against the flu. It might against a lung infection, for example. But it was really, it was daunting to watch. It was both sad and it made you think a lot. So if you want to comment on that documentary, or you saw it last night as I did before the news about Gerald Ford broke, and we can also talk about Gerald Ford too, please call at 303-713-7600. The other thing I want to ask you is your five best political moments of 2006. What were they? I found a great website, thanks to my friend Martha G., who's from BartCop.com, and she's going to join us tomorrow to talk about the year in review, how the Internet affected everything last year, and is it really true that YouTube now dominates the world? Well, we'll talk about all that tomorrow and coming up. But one of the five best political moments of the year on this site, which is called Famiculus, which is... Is that a word from Harry Potter? I'm like, it sounds like it, doesn't it? But anyway, it's a wonderful website, and it has dozens of lists sorted by category, which I appreciate. And one of the things that I found was from Slate Magazine, John Dickerson's favorite five best political moments of 2006. And his is mine. I've already mentioned it today, which is Cheney's God is gone. I still laugh. What a terrible hunter. This man, poser, poser, poser. Nobody's ever, and I have fired guns, okay? I fired everything from Glocks to shotguns. Not very often, but I know how they work, and I have shot them. So it's like, please, this guy didn't even follow the rudimentary rules of the game in terms of shooting his friend in the face. He shot him in the face. Harry Whittington, he shot. Boom. So that was my favorite. That was, I love the titles, too. Cheney's got his gun. And when he did say, he's surrounded by some of the most powerful media types in the world, Dick Cheney. And who does he announce it to? What, tiny Texas paper? The early spin, as John Dickerson notes, was farcical. They tried to say some of Cheney's friends in the wake of the scandal. Remember, they even tried to blame the victim. Well, he stood in the way. It was like other hunters on the trip, not that in the bud. They went, This was Dick's fault. By the way, one of the things to look forward to in 2007, I'm rubbing my hands together, maybe you can hear me, in delight. Can't wait. Delicious. We're going to watch Dick Cheney have to be frog marched down to testify in the trial of Scooter Libby. Yes! Yes! Ooh, Lynn Cheney was a guest on one of the chat shows this weekend on Fox. It was gross. That woman is gross. She is glad to see her grandchild, but she wouldn't mention the word gay in the sentence. Nothing about gay rights, nothing about the fact that her grandchild can't necessarily be left to her partner. None of that stuff. So we don't ask, don't tell. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Your top political moments of 2006. Yeehaw!
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, this high country crash creating some major backup westbound I-70 at Georgetown. We're seeing the delay all the way back to Floyd Hill, so if you're headed that direction, you may want to hold off for a bit. Also outside the city, southbound 25 has been tied up at Highway 7 up north with a crash that's blocking lanes and traffic jamming up behind it. For Denver, starting to wind down, although we still have the ramp southbound 25 to 23rd blocked by a semi. Weather today, high clouds, going to be cooler, locally breezy, looking for a high of 50. Right now, mostly cloudy and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. That's right. For a limited time, get a...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
Incorporated, the corporate parent of J Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated, licensee of KKZN 760 AM in Thornton, Colorado, from its current shareholders, the stockholders of BT Triple Crown Merger Company Incorporated. J Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated is a wholly owned subsidiary of J Corp Communications Company, which is wholly owned by Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, a publicly traded company. The officers and directors of one or more of these entities are L. Lowry Mays, Randall Mays, Mark Mays, Alan Fell, B.J. McCombs, Theodore Strauss, John Williams, Phyllis Riggins, J.C. Watts, Perry Lewis, John Zachary, John Hogan, Bob Cohen, Don Perry, Paul Meyer, Andrew Levin, Lisa Dollinger, Herbert W. Hill Jr., David Wilson, Catherine Mays Johnson, Jessica Marventano, Bill Hammersley, Randy Palmer, John Tippett, Brian Coleman, Charles Dan III, Stephanie Rosales, Joe Shannon, Dirk Eller, Paul Peterson, Mary Stitch, Ace Haran, Chris Harrington, Scott Vick, Hamlet Newsom Jr., Richard Wolf, William Mole, Jerome Kirsting, Jeff Littlejohn, Tom Owens, Charlie Riley, Mike DeClue, Rick Mangum, Matt Hupfield, Tom Shore, Susan Karras, Steve Davis, David Krall, Brandy Newman, Christine Epps. Following the transfer of control, the officers and directors of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will include these aforementioned individuals currently serving as officers of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, and Scott Spearling, Richard Ressler, Kent Weldon, Charles Brizius, Stephen Barnes, John Connington, Ian Loring, Edward Hahn, Mark Mays, and Randall Mays. The greater than 10% stockholders of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will be Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund 6 LP and Bain Capital CC 9 LP, Bain Capital Investors LLC. The managing directors and members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are Andrew Balson, Stephen Barnes, Joshua Beckenstein, Edward Conrad, John Connington, Paul Edgerly, Jordan Hitch, Matthew Levin, Ian Loring, Philip Laughlin IV, Mike Nunnally, Stephen Pagliuca, Michael Ward, and Stephen Zide. Additional members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are A.J. Argawal, Richard Albright, Dewey Alwad, Michael Bavacqua, Roark Bafar, Philip Carter, Stuart Davies, Diane Exter, Dominic Ferrante, Michael Goss, James Kellogg III, Fernando Grimaldi, James Hildenbrand, Jin Xing Huang, Michael Krupka, Jonathan Levine, Matthew McFerrin, Anand Moore, Kristen Mugford, James Naherny, Benjamin Nye, William Papendick IV, Michael Plaventon, Dwight Poehler, Peter Reel, Douglas Ruddish, Walid Sarkis, Jeffrey Swarge, Janichi Shirashito, Yuji Sugimoto, and Jonathan Zhu. Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund the 6th LP is controlled by DHL Equity Advisors the 6th LLC, which is in turn controlled by Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC is the general partner of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Scott Schoen, Anthony DeNovi, and Scott Spearling are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors, co-presidents, and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. Thomas Haggerty, Seth Lowry, Kent Weldon, Todd Abreck, Charles Brizius, Scott Jackal, and Soren Oberg are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. George Taylor, Richard Bressler, Gregory White, Joshua Nelson, Jeff Swenson, Ganesha Rao, James Carlisle, Joseph Pesci, Charles Holden, Joshua Bressler, Jeremy Tan, Warren Smith Jr., Thomas H. Lee, David Harkins, Hunter Bull, Terrence Mullen, and Putnam Investments LLC are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. A copy of the application is on file for public inspection at 4695 South Monaco, Denver 80237 during normal business hours.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
For a lot of room shows. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk as my colleagues prepare for perhaps having to stay in a hotel nearby the studio so they can make sure they give you 24-hour-a-day attention. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Do try to give a listen to Tom Hartman filling in on the Al Franken Show. I hear him in this market. He's pretty good. A little dry sometimes, but pretty good. Dick Cheney has got a gun was one of my favorite political moments of 2006. Actually, John Dickerson and I agreed about a number of them. Another one was Rumsfeld. Rummy Feld. Rummy, bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you on your way out to hell. Bye-bye. John in Brush, Colorado. Welcome, and thank you for joining me on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Ew, I'm just looking at Dick Cheney and Rummy, ew, surrounding Gerald Ford, and he actually stood with them 30 years later, too. Ugh.
Well, my best moment, I have never been terribly political. Always listened, always watched. But this year, I was fortunate enough to meet both Bill Ritter and Angie Piccioni.
Good.
Have conversations with both of them as they came to Brush and campaign, and also to be involved slightly in their campaign as far as doing some communications work for them.
Good.
Sending some information and background. And I guess in this last year or so, we haven't had television in our house for many, many, many years. But this last year, I got involved in West Wing, and my boys bought it for me on videotape, and it always inspired me and filled me with such positive hope.
Yes.
And then I meet Bill Ritter, and I meet Angie Piccioni, and it's like they're right off West Wing. They are these legitimate, honest people with strong feelings and strong passions, and they care, and there's honesty and integrity there. And it so filled me with so much hope in what was kind of a hopeless year for a while.
You know, I'm glad you're saying that, because I've always believed that we've got to participate in the system. If you want better politicians, go out and meet them and pick them. You know, go out and pick the people who you like. I mean, I've had my eye on Bill Ritter for a long time. I was privileged to host a debate between him and Craig Silverman, who's now a host over on one of our sister stations. I laugh because, you know, I just laugh because I like Craig a lot. But it's also Bill Ritter, although I was... Well, I won't say which way I was rooting, but Bill Ritter, I've always really admired. Even though he's more conservative than I am personally on some issues, he has always sworn to uphold a woman's right to choose, for example, which I really appreciate about him. I think he will be a very good governor of Colorado. I'm sorry Angie Piccioni lost, particularly to whom she lost to, but bravo to you for getting involved and staying involved.
Aaron,
you know?
I had what I would call kind of a George Bush moment. I looked into their eyes. and I saw...
Well, hopefully you're a better judge of character than he is.
Hey, I know three-year-olds and dogs, which are obviously better judges of character, but I saw those people, and I felt the passion, and I felt the sincerity and the honesty and the straightforwardness and the willingness to be authentic people, and it was so refreshing, and it was so fun.
You know, I have to say, I live in another state now, but I've lived off and on in Colorado all my life, and I have to say, I really think we have a sterling crop of politicians in charge right now. I really do, in the House, the Senate, the governor. I mean, I think Colorado is poised. I'm knocking on wood, because home mortgages certainly are a problem, but... I think Colorado is poised for a new renaissance. I think, you know, I love Colorado, boom and bust state, dear to my heart. My family's been there for generations. And, you know, I just wish you all the best in politics this year, you know. And I agree with you. I think Bill Ritter reeks decency. You know, we'll see. He's also a politician. We'll see. He'll have to, you know, I'm sure he'll make some decisions that you and I may not fully appreciate. But, you know, like Hickenlooper's taken a few knocks lately about snow management and such. But yeah, I think we're pretty lucky. I think we've had some good mayors of Denver, for example. I think that, you know, I didn't particularly like our current governor at the least. I would not have voted for him either time. But, you know, I really think Colorado is poised to do some great things, and I'm happy about that.
Thank you, Aaron. I enjoy listening to you this morning. I'm painting shelves in my basement. So.
Wow, excellent. That's a good occupation. I was wondering what you were doing in Brush, Colorado, and I can say that because I'm from Nunn, Colorado.
All right.
So I can say that because watching paint dry is something that I think we've done a fair amount of in small towns, eh?
You got to put it on first, and then you watch it dry.
Yes, it's the putting it on first. You know what I hate about painting, though, is the prep work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law, when he's painting with me, will not let me skip a single second. And you know what? The times I've gone on my own and tried to skip a few little steps, dumb. Always wash your walls. Always tape. You know, it's boring, but if you do it, it's better. So there, that's my tip for the day.
Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks so much. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. Yep, I just went back to my ancestral homestead, by the way, over my Thanksgiving visit, and it was swell. It really was. Although, having lived in the Pacific Northwest for a while, I have to say, when I go home to Colorado now, it really is striking to me how few trees there are in certain spots on the high plains. It's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Interesting. I smell something burning in here, which, since I'm sitting in front of a bank of electronics, is a little worrisome. All right, I'm going to investigate that during the news break. It's 303-713-7600. At least the channel finally changed. I'm watching the Today Show instead of the Food Channel. Not that I don't love the Food Channel, but when there's breaking news, I'm always a little nervous. Okay, political moves of the year. Here's another one that I absolutely agreed with. I had the macaca wars, but I have to say John Dickerson was funnier when he made up his list. He said George of the Bungle. I love that line. George of the Bungle. I can't believe I can sing that song, but I can. I never watched cartoons. Not me. No, too many. Please. Of course I watch cartoons. Virginia Senator George Allen was once a very careful politician. George of the Bungle, who combined George W. Bush's easiest manner and Ronald Reagan's conservative message. The base loved him, and he was high wattage. And, you know, I always thought that he was kind of dumb. And, you know, to tell you the truth, he kind of showed off that he's, well, shall we put it politely? No, kind of dumb. Because he's sitting there looking at an East Asian fellow, and he's looking at him, and he says it's because he has a faux hawk haircut. It's not. It's because he's from East Asia, because what he calls him is a slur against Asians from the West Indies, and he calls him a macaca and welcomes him to America. Double insult, like a twofer. Then not only does he do that, but it comes out that his mother apparently was Jewish, that he has a Jewish heritage. What does he do? He makes a couple of inane remarks about casting aspersions, which is not a correct word, but he also, Georgia of the Jungle. My favorite part was when he went, my mama made me ham sandwiches and she makes a mean pork chop. As if it's okay, we're not really Jewish. We eat treif and we eat non-kosher food. And you're looking at it going, what? What is wrong with him? Oh, foul, foul, foul. So your best political moves, and of course it did us a lot of good that Georgia of the Bungle made that mistake because he lost Virginia. Thank God. And he lost to a fellow who, if I had lived in Virginia, and I'm sure I have liberal friends who held their noses, you know, they, on the banks of the Potomac, they held their nose and they voted for, I'm talking through my nose so you can know that I'm holding my nose, because normally I talk through my diaphragm and you couldn't tell I was holding my nose. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Anyway, they had to hold their nose voting for Jim Webb because he's such a sexist pig in the past. He doesn't believe women should serve in combat. Ugh. He was really creepy about some statements he made about Tailhook, but, you know, and I don't care about his skills as a novelist. After all, we have Lynn Cheney's pornography to thank, and come to think of it, Scooter Libby's too, so I'm not going to get on his case for that. But I would have voted for Jim Webb, no doubt. 303-713-7600. Your best political moves of 2006. We're going to lighten it up a little. We've got the death of Gerald R. Ford. I mean no disrespect to anybody in his family, because I know many of them have been in and out of Colorado for years, but I really want to talk, too, about the best political moves of 2006. So we'll talk about that and any details we have about the funeral arrangements or anything else. We'll also share with you, we have the Tom Brokaw documentary. Lots to talk about. I think I'll save my topic on 9/11 topic for tomorrow. So just to let you know, it's 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life. Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in Crawford, Texas. At the highest levels of government and politics, they're paying tribute to President Gerald Ford, who died last evening at the age of 93. From near his ranch, President Bush spoke of his late predecessor as a great man who helped the nation to heal after the Watergate scandal and the Nixon resignation.
The American people came to know President Ford as a man of complete integrity who led our country with common sense and kind instincts.
Mr. Bush said Gerald Ford became president when America needed him most. I'm Mark Noller, live in Crawford, Texas.
This is Steve Futterman live in Rancho Mirage, California. The end came here last night. President Ford died with members of his family at his bedside. Mr. Ford's health had been declining in the past year. In August, he had a pacemaker installed. Although funeral plans have yet to be announced, there's expected to be a service here in California, then a state funeral in Washington, then finally burial at the Ford Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Rancho Mirage. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
There's the threat of retaliation from Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. In an online posting, the group warns that if he is executed, it will attack U.S. interests. Well, CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston is in Baghdad following release of a letter to the public.
It's the first reaction from Saddam Hussein to the Court of Appeals decision to uphold his death penalty. He issued a letter that was released by his attorneys in Jordan. In it, Hussein says he will go to the gallows as a martyr and called on the Iraqi people to remain united.
And today's round of violence in Iraq claimed 8 lives in eastern Baghdad. The Massachusetts Supreme Court says it does not have the authority to force state lawmakers to vote on a proposed constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriage. It's a blow to opponents of gay marriage who had sued to force the legislature to act on the measure. This is the day a congressional subcommittee releases the findings of its long probe into the worst act of domestic terrorism ever carried out in this country. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
A 2-year review of the Oklahoma City bombing investigation finds the FBI either ignored or failed to fully pursue important information. A House panel says in particular, FBI agents should have worked harder to see if others helped Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols carry out the April 1995 attack.
It was a very busy season online as millions of Americans turned to their computers to help them with their holiday shopping. And one thing that spells success is e-tail expert Larry Fried, customer service. His satisfaction survey gives the highest marks to Netflix, with Amazon a close second.
Amazon has always done a phenomenal job and really sets the bar for all other retailers to be measured by, both in the product selection, often in the price, but also in the customer service that they provide.
And checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour right now, pretty good day. The Dow is up 75, the NASDAQ ahead 11. This is CBS News.
This new year, put meeting the love of your life at the top of your list.
New Year's Eve day, I said, I'm ready for eHarmony. I decided I really wanted to find a long-term relationship.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's no experience more magical than falling in love with that one person in the world that sees you, accepts you, and loves you passionately for who you really are.
He loves me for me.
She sees me more for who I really am.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible.
eHarmony. Help me find the love of my life.
Make this the year that it happens for you. Check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Do it now and get your personality profile free. Let's get started finding your soulmate today. eHarmony.com, because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Snow again
Well, it'll start tomorrow night. The best case scenario here is that this system splits into two parts, one that goes north, one kind of goes south. In that case, I think total snowfall accumulations around Denver by Friday afternoon are going to be on the order of, let's say, 2 to maybe as much as 6 inches. That's 9 News meteorologist Nick O'Kelly. Partly cloudy today, 46, and windy as well. Commerce City Police may have their man in California. They've been looking for 32-year-old Albert Gallegos in connection with the Christmas Eve murder of his ex-wife, Natasha. Detective Mike Saunders says he's still piecing together details of the arrest made last night.
But it sounds like this driver, this male driver, may have been involved in an accident. And then from that, the Los Angeles Police Department got some confirmation on the vehicle.
The man is being held by police. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we've had a lot of ramp problems this morning. Again, that ice really making for a treacherous drive. Watch out for a new crash from Kipling to southbound 285. Still have a semi blocking up the southbound 25 ramp to 23rd. And I-25 is a bit sluggish right now, both directions at Alameda due to some snow removal activity going on. Outside Denver, westbound I-70 Georgetown is cleared. Traffic starting to shake loose there. Southbound 25 was still tied up at Highway 7 up north with a wreck. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Right? Start wars all over the world and screw you. We're going to make money for Halliburton. I mean, it really is scary. Richard Nixon, in some ways, was much more ethical than these folks. And I say that not lightly, because I didn't like Richard Nixon any. He was the first president who made my ears go flat. If you know what I mean. I'm from a small town, what can I say? But he did make my ears go flat. And I really believe that he was one of the most terrible drains on our presidency in many ways. But he also did things like he stood up for wage price freeze controls. He stood up for the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. He annoyed right-wing conservatives hugely by being an internationalist, a page, by the way, that Ford borrowed from his book, by, you know, talking to China, by opening up dialogue with Russia, which I do think helped us overall as a country. But let's face it, Richard Nixon was a power-hungry lunatic. A loony. And it was interesting to me to listen to Daniel Shore talk about him and how, you know, he tried to keep a straight face when he was reading that he was on the enemies list. But that the power of the presidency, the imperial presidency, and that the balance of power in Washington is so key. And, you know, you got the feeling listening to Daniel Shore, he never socialized with these folks. You know what I mean? He wasn't clubby like Chris Wallace going out and partying with Lynn Cheney at Lynn Cheney's house. And, you know, I know it's tempting, but it's one of the reasons why I felt uncomfortable sometimes, and feel uncomfortable sometimes as a talk show host too, is if I become your buddy or I become your pal and then I have to skewer you 10 months later on the air, I'm going to feel bad. I'm probably still going to do it, but I'm going to feel bad, and you're going to be mad. So it's really difficult, to be friends with politicians and have close relationships with them, because I know this from experience, it is difficult. It is very hard to make that balance. It's wrenching. And so sometimes I think, maybe it gets you better sources. I mean, certainly Washington's a very social town. But it's also galling the way, and I think it's part of the reason why the media, one of the big stories and underreported stories of 2006, we talked about that yesterday, was the fact that the people didn't, they cozy up too much to the people in power. And they don't ask them questions. And listening to the British Question Time and listening to the British reporters ask Bush questions is quite instructive, because you wonder where the heck the spines are in the White House press room. And the reason being is that they retaliate. They are mean and vindictive, and they should not be allowed to get away with that ever at all, ever. The press should be free and unfettered and not punished for asking hard and serious questions. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. So your favorite political moments, mine have included Cheney's Got a Gun and Hakuna Macaca. No. What a terrible man. But I like George of the Bungle the best. Larry in Denver. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning,
it's
Aaron. How are you?
11 after. I'm pretty well, thank you.
With respect to Ford's passing,
yes.
I'm older and a little bit of a classical reference of it. I think of the Mark Antony's funeral oration and Julius Caesar of the bad that men do lives after them, the good is often turned with their bones, so let it be with Ford.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Well, I can't take credit for it. I didn't quote it correctly.
I know it was Will Shakespeare.
Yeah, but I think he had some very good qualities. That disparity, that cognitive disconnect, I guess I would have to call it, where he would give the shirt off his back that somebody is looking at, but then veto a bill to help people, bothers me. But compared with some of his predecessors and his successors, he was not a bad person.
Well, and what I noted, too, he wreaked decency. I think that's part of the reason why maybe some young idealistic people like me were very disappointed in him, having been outraged by Nixon's perfidy and treason, I think, was watching him pardon him. I wish there had been some middle ground that he had seen. I understand why he did it for political practical reasons, for nation-healing reasons. I understand historically why he did it.
I appreciate that's a fact, but I think that it would not necessarily be out of order with the sorts of things that have gone on to try to promote a constitutional amendment barring pardons for politicians who have been impeached and removed from office if there's real criminal intent, as opposed to simply being, embarrassing people.
Well, you watched all the president's men go to jail, and then he sat there, and he perpetrated. It wasn't like he was just an innocent standby, and they were all plotting. Haldeman and Ehrlichman, Dean and the rest.
Mitchell.
Were leading him, Mitchell, good point, were leading him down the garden path to this kind of behavior. He was cooperating and colluding and inventing much of it.
He at least had some political acumen, and he had some good things in foreign policy.
Who, Ford, you mean now?
Nixon.
Absolutely, he did. Absolutely. He was his own worst enemy, without a doubt.
And by the Supreme Court's own ruling some years ago, Bush W. is an obscenity. He has no redeeming social importance whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
People keep saying he's incompetent. He isn't getting done what he's supposed to get done. He got done exactly what he intended to get done, lining his pockets and lining those of his constituents and trying to tear down what's left of the New Deal.
And the middle class. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I guess I'd said this before when I talked to you. I'll try to keep this short now.
No, that's okay.
If you follow back through the times that the conservatives, whatever party they were called at the time, were in control, they've done the same thing. The labor wars, the Red Scare and the Palmer Commission after World War I, certainly the period between the wars and the 50s again.
And the economy usually suffers as well.
Sure, because the economy... For all his evils, for example, Henry Ford knew that he had to have a constituency to buy his products, and that required a middle class.
Yeah.
And that's what democracy really needs. That's what really gave us democracy and the development of democracy in Great Britain. And that's what it is here, too. And
it's
so nearsighted. They just can't see it.
Terrible. And I don't know if you've read it yet, but Paul Krugman had a wonderful Christmas editorial about the difference between, you know, you may be mad at Tony Blair for being a toady and a dog, for a lapdog for George W. Bush, but what they've done, Gordon Brown, in Britain, in terms of trying to reform some of the health care laws. And these are government programs that work well. They have a higher alternative, an income tax support for poor people. They have better health care for their children and people in general. I mean, there are a number of ways that the Brits are absolutely supporting the middle and lower classes of their country in ways that we are not. And they're thriving. Their economy is thriving. So there's no excuse for this stuff. None.
We are the only industrialized nation that does not have public health care, that does not have many benefits, and a large segment of the population going back into the 1800s has been brainwashed to believe that you got to be a rugged individualist, that everybody has to be, it's social Darwinism, get out there and kill the next guy, be at each other's throat. That's not how life works, that's not how peace is maintained.
Absolutely not. I totally agree with you. So long term, I agree with you that Ford was decent. The thing I remembered about him almost simultaneously with the pardon was that he initiated the discussion about a limited amnesty for draft dodgers and draft resistors. And I found that very compelling and moving, having had someone who literally left the country so that he would not have to go to the Vietnam War. He came out number 6 in the lottery. And I've always been very grateful to him this particular person whom I know and love very much also managed to do it legally, but I still find it amazing because I know people who I've met up here who lived in Canada for a number of years because they fled this country during the Vietnam War, and they were incredibly grateful to Ford and later to Carter, of course, for having extended amnesty to them.
And I think that's very important. It needed to be done. I'm a Vietnam era person.
Are you?
I was a conscientious objector because I grew up as a Mennonite. I was a pacifist. I am a pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
And I served my government service as a medical research subject at Fitzsimmons for 2 years. And they would test malaria medication, and we'd serve as normal controls for people who had, protracted difficulties. We had some people on the ward there who had survived the Bataan Death March, but their digestive system never recovered. Things like
probably
that.
Probably helped my dad. He had malaria, so I appreciate your service. Thank you.
Well, it was a service that I felt was worthwhile. But again, if you think about the things that were done in the name of the people at that era, it's crazy.
And you think about it today. I know I've been struck by that all morning, and I appreciate you resetting that idea for us and quoting Shakespeare and Mark Antony to boot. I appreciate it mightily. Thank you so much.
Well, one other thing, very quickly.
Yes, quickly.
I don't think he was a very good or strong president, but Jimmy Carter is probably the most moral, truly religious person that I think we've ever had in that office.
I agree with you.
He's a fine person.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, although I think Abraham Lincoln was pretty ethical. I'm not sure how religious. 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. But he used God more in his speeches than anyone else, even if he wasn't a faithful churchgoer. AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Matrix RAV 4G with live 4-cylinder, Prius, Solara, Camry Hybrid, Highlander Hybrid, Yaris with manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary. Based on all of Polk & Company total U.S. new passenger car registrations for calendar year ending 2005. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, this just in, and it will not be heartening to those of you who wonder, like our last caller and I, worry about the legacy of the Gerald Ford administration. He has passed, by the way, at the age of 93. He was very ill in this last couple of years and in and out of the hospitals in this January, this last past January in 2006. Went to the hospital for an extended stay for pneumonia. He had had a pacemaker put in recently. Not in good health, but you know, certainly our longest living president, having surpassed that status by Ronald Reagan very recently. It's 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. Oh, my gosh, there's Gerald Ford in pajamas and slippers talking to Donald Rumsfeld. You! I just, you know, every time I look at young Rumsfeld and young Cheney, I think, dun, 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 dun. I see myself in a Shakespearean play or a Greek tragedy and see the seeds of our destruction being sown right then. I really do. And if I wasn't convinced, all I had to do was look at my Google page and see my news alert from the Reuters, from Reuters, which says, analysis, Bush is digging in his heels on Iraq course change. Just weeks after pledging a new approach in the Iraq war in the wake of his party's defeat in congressional elections, U.S. President George W. Bush seems to be digging in his heels against any major change of course. He spent the holiday, they say, in consultations at his Texas ranch preparing for one of the most fateful moments of his presidency, a new way forward in Iraq. Can you imagine him going to the VFW to announce any of this, by the way? Gerald Ford at least had the gumption to stand before the veterans of foreign wars to talk about his draft resistance amnesty program. You think this guy has the stones to stand in front of any unaudited audience and say anything? George Ciccione, a foreign policy analyst at the Center for American Progress, who has been a guest on this program, I believe, says he is now caught between admitting the war was a mistake and his policy has failed or trying to tough it out. It looks like the president would rather let the whole operation go down in flames than admit he was wrong. That is so awful. So the legacy, never explain. You know, I joked about Dick Cheney shooting someone in the face, never explain, never apologize. But it really is such a problem. I believe it's Jay in Littleton. Welcome, Jay. How are you?
Whoa.
What? Was that a sound when you got on air?
Yeah, what'd you do that to me for?
I didn't do it to you, dude. The system does it. Don't I sound like a politician now?
Yeah, anyway. You've been doing well on that subject. How about this for a play? Saddam, it's your final act. Do your best.
Saddam, the final frontier.
Yeah, let me run a couple of things. Really, I want to talk about Foley and Haggard, but I was listening to you intently yesterday on the tinfoil people.
Yeah. And I did do some research, and we are going to talk about it again, because okay. A lot of this stuff that they were perpetrating has been debunked. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. And I think if anybody had watched Science Channel and Discovery Channel, those guys did a great job, I think. Yesterday you said the beams melt. They melted. They didn't.
They didn't melt. I was incorrect. You're absolutely right. Everything else around them melted and increased the temperature to huge amounts.
Yeah, what
amount? But it still wasn't enough to melt steel. You're absolutely accurate. I was incorrect. And
yeah,
you'll never hear that on a conservative talk show.
It took the temper out of the steel, and it was like all that weight bared down. And just, I thought it was interesting that they went straight down just like in an implosion. But I saw the King Dome out in Seattle get imploded.
Yes.
I would like to know how these turkeys can say that charges were planted when it took those guys 8 months to do it.
See, this is part of the reason why it would have to be, I don't believe it, is just common sense. And I may be wrong on some of the engineering and structural facts, and I admit that. Because when I read it, I had this image of it melting because, you know, that's what I did. But the reality is it didn't go above the thousands of degrees it needs to go for steel to melt.
Correct.
But everything else around it melted, and they think that because it was so hot and the way it was constructed is part of the reason it fell. And I agree with you. They did wire. I was here for the King Dome's wiring and blow up, and it took them months. They talked about it. They showed films of it. They did everything else. And the idea that you could run around that building and plant major explosives in front of the staff or anybody without a major conspiracy of all of the janitors, the structural workers, the HVAC people, all those people to do it, I don't believe it.
Exactly.
I do not believe it. And the other thing is there have been buildings that have fallen down before that do pancake like that. And one of the things that they were saying, the reason why the temperature stuck in my mind, I think, and I imaged it as melting, is because it, in fact, did not melt. It just got so hot, it got very brittle. So when the weight and the way it was constructed, which was, I think, mostly in the middle, when it started to pancake, and the jet fuel was, they think, may have been pouring down there, too.
Obviously.
And connected with, don't forget, there's generators there. There are all kinds of things. That's one of the reasons why they think Building 7 went, was there was a big generator in the basement that they think got the fuel got connected to it. And part of the reason why they didn't notice that building was being weakened as much as it had been was they didn't notice, A, the damage that when it was hit with falling debris as much as they could have. And because remember, the air was filled with smoke for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And dust. And so the reality is, you know, a lot of this stuff was built because there was early misreporting. There were, you know, casual remarks made that were later proved to be incorrect. I mean, a lot of it seems to have been fabricated on the basis of a number of errors. And then there were stupid things like the FAA should have never, ever, 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 ever destroyed anything ever.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about the FAA. I'm on disability from FedEx. I'm a pilot on the MD-11.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy that I knew flew for Eastern, and he said back when they had a weekly trip down to Havana, they figured out how to cure that hijacking problem, which was to put a real locking door on the cockpit and just say, y'all in the back, you're on your own. So, but I want to move to Foley and Haggard.
Yes, please go to Haggard. Please.
You know, it's like,
I have enough of Haggard.
Probably about a $500 fix would have prevented all of this. Nobody could have gotten the cockpit like these guys have been screaming for years. I think Foley and Haggard got to be up there for two of the top five political events of the year.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering is, what is the overall effect of these two incidents for the Christian right?
That's a good question. I can't imagine. I think they're disheartened, for one. I don't think they showed up at the polls as much as they normally. Excuse me, I have to rattle some papers. I don't think they would have done that as much either. I think it not only started. I think Foley was the and Haggard were two of the most visible cracks in the pseudo ethical armor of the conservative Christians and Jews and everyone else, fill in the blank. Because
Haggard had to be one of the biggest because of his having the listening ear of the president. That has been right up there.
I agree with you, and Jake and Jack Abramoff too is why I mentioned Jews, and because he was an Orthodox Jew and started. No, seriously.
Well, I was thinking of the George Clooney comment about Abramoff,
which was I can't remember it now.
He made his Abramoff's granddaughter cry and upset the grandfather. Anyway, it was Clooney said something about anybody connects the word Jack with the last part of Abramoff's name, kind of should have known better. Something.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean he was a disgraced lobbyist, but he also helped bring down Bob Ney. Ralph Reed was truncated to become lieutenant governor of Georgia. It damaged
Ralph Reed looked so good.
Tom DeLay, pardon me?
I say, Ralph Reed looked so good. He looked like such a poster child for somebody.
Poster child.
Yeah.
Here I am. I'm handsome. I'm young. I'm boyish.
Absolutely.
I'm well-spoken. I'm charismatic. And he's just as... And I like money. Where's my money? When they were ripping off American Indian tribes, where they were pitting against each other.
Well, I mean, suppose they put a monetary sign up instead of the cross, like the yen or the euro or the dollar sign?
So immoral. I know. And then it culminates. Duke Cummings, remember the Dukester? And it culminates in Mark Foley and Ted Haggard. You're absolutely right. It was like this rolling stench of hypocritical corruption.
I kind of like the Dukester one aspect. I think he was an ace, but I did watch on History Channel or one of the others where he, in air combat, I mean, he almost didn't make it back. But
yes.
For him to have his menu in his pocket, that was a case of, you got what you deserved.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I don't think it's over for what's his name from Montana either, now that he's out of office and no longer has as much protection.
Who's that now?
I'm trying to think. The guy who just lost the Senate race, Conrad Burns, who just lost in Montana.
Oh, okay.
He lost to the brush-cut organic farmer guy.
Oh, that's right.
John Tester.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, John's feeding me the names in my head. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. It's amazing. I mean, I really believe that John Dickerson is right. Democrats took 40 years to so mismanage their affairs that Borges threw them out. Republicans, always anxious to streamline government, achieved that goal in just 12. I wish I could claim credit for it.
I know. There's so many coming out that I wish I could claim credit for.
I know.
Aaron, have a happy new year.
You
I'll
as well.
You go.
Thank you so much. I'll be back tomorrow, by the way. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And once again, just so I can I'm going to straighten out a little bit of that structural steel stuff, too. We're working on getting a guest from Popular Mechanics. And maybe we'll check out the Science Channel or Discovery Channel as well. Maybe they'll have a source, too, for us, John, on debunking some of this mythology surrounding the 9/11 lies that are out there. So here we go at 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on his show. I'm glad you made me do my research, though, AJ, and the woman who wrote me, too. I do take your criticisms to heart, and I do think about them, and I do follow up with corrections if I make an error. That's something you won't hear on a right-wing conservative show pretty much ever, ever, ever. 303-713-76.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. You'll find peace of mind knowing that every Toyota SUV comes standard with vehicle stability control to keep your family safe in harsh or icy conditions. And now get great customer cash, like $1,500 on the new 07 Sequoia or $2,000 on the new 06 Sienna, the minivan that received the top rating from NHTSA Inside Impact Crash Test. Or choose low APRs on many of your favorite SUVs, like the new 07 Highlander or new 07 4Runner. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See participating dealer for details. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My friends, we're going to run this campaign on positive, constructive ideas. And it's important that we motivate and inspire people for something. This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. He's following us around everywhere. And it's just great. We're going to places all over Virginia. And he's having it on film, and it's great to have you here. And you show it to your opponent because he's never been there and probably will never come. So it's good for you.
George of the Bungle. Get after it, George Allen. You lost. Boo-hoo. Bye-bye. George of the Bungle. Nice one, George. I loved The Daily Show, though, after that. They were like, Makaka, what does that mean? I mean, you did have to look it up, but it does mean it's a slur against people from the West Indies who are actually from East India. So it's really sad. I just learned a colonial accent, too. I apologize. All right, here's the thing. I just want to say one more quick word about that burning steel stuff. Here's the thing. Everything burned around the steel. The jet fuel is pouring down. It burns for at least 10 minutes, if not more. But here's what New York Deputy Fire Chief Vincent Dunn said. I've never seen melted steel in a building fire, but I've seen a lot of twisted, warped, bent, and sagging steel. What happens in steel fires, tries to expand at both ends, then it no longer expands. It sags and the surrounding concrete cracks. Steel loses 50% of its strength at 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit, notes Senior Engineer Farid Al-Fawakiri of the American Institute of Steel Construction. At 1,800 degrees, it's probably less than 10%. They also believe a lot of the spray-on fireproofing insulation, and this is what I remembered as melting, knocked off the steel beams in the path of the crashing jets, left the metal more vulnerable to the heat. But I did make an error, and I wanted to correct it. Jet fuel also burns at 800 to 1,500 degrees, which is not hot enough to melt steel, which requires 2,750 degrees Fahrenheit. But it does get very brittle and weaker as it gets hotter. And that's probably how it happened. So it's 303-713-7600. And by the way, there is precedence where it's happened to other buildings, too. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're working on getting a guest from Popular Mechanics or other areas to talk about this issue because they've done a lot of work to debunk it. Maybe Discovery Channel 2 will have someone whom we can talk to about these 9/11 rumors and innuendo that have been circling the globe. Jeremy in Woodmar, thank you for joining us. You're actually from Los Angeles. Welcome. What part of L.A.?
What part of L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from an area called Mount Washington, right outside of downtown.
Oh, okay. I know where you're talking about. I used to go over to East L.A. to the – there's a it's near the I'm trying to think. Farmer John Bacon rendering plant.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There's a place, you know, with the pig murals. You know the one I'm talking about. It has pig murals. It's the only rendering plant I've ever seen with pigs actually celebrating their imminent demise, which is kind of spooky and sick, but very L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's the best mass-produced tortillas in the world are right there. Oh, so good. Anyhow, go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, the only point I wanted to make was a few. Now, you're going to have another guest on. You're saying you're trying to get as far as where the whole 9/11 truth movement that I hope if you get somebody on from Popular Mechanics, you go the extra mile and get somebody on from the other side of the spectrum, like Professor Stephen Jones from BYU or David Ray Griffin or Alex Jones, somebody like that. But
well, I'll have them on together if I do it at all.
Right.
But I think pretty much after reading what I read last night, and I did read rather widely, I don't think there's a lot of substantiation to be had in any of the points that anyone makes. But
well, actually what you said a little bit ago, you could cite precedents for the one thing that's interesting that happened on 9/11, which you're not mentioning, is that what happened three times that day never happened in the history of modern high-rise building ever before, is that three buildings came down from fire. At least that was the official story. Now, we know that because of what the firefighters said, not anybody from the movement or anything like that, that they were hearing secondary explosions taking place all over.
Uh-huh.
Demolition experts from all over the world have said that the nature of which those buildings came down was very signature of a controlled demolition. Let me say one other thing about World Trade Center 7. We know that Larry Silverstein, who owned, who had the lease to that property,
99 years,
said on a PBS interview that they made the decision at the end of the day to pull Building 7. Now, pull is only a term used in the demolition industry. And if you make the decision that you are going to destroy
a building... Okay, when did they have time to go in there and wire everything? Why did they do it? When did they do it? How did they do it? When did they do it? How did they do it without witnesses? How was this covered up for months? How were they able to... Wait, hold on. I got more questions. How were they able to cover it up? How did they manage to hide the evidence? How did they manage to bamboozle the entire fire department in New York, which is one of the best in the country? How did all this happen? It didn't. Thank you very much. Okay.
Are you going to give me a chance to answer?
No, because what you're going to... We're going to just go back and forth and back and forth, and neither of us are going to change each other's minds.
9/11, Google 9/11 timeline.
I have.
And you
I've
will
seen
see it.
It. I understand. And I understand why. Why do you need to believe? Let me just ask you a question. Let me ask you a question philosophically.
Because I
cannot stand George W. Bush. I think his policies in the Middle East are absolutely insane. I think he is a dope in terms of his policies. I cannot believe that he got elected with the lack of experience that he had as a rube governor in Texas. I can't believe any of it. I would never have supported him under any circumstances whatsoever, ever. Okay? So I don't understand, but I don't believe that he is A, smart enough, B, that it was easy enough to be able to perpetrate, particularly under the nose of, say, people like John O'Neill at the World Trade Center Tower, that you would have been able to bamboozle people with such a massive conspiracy as this. Because what you guys have to believe is, A, that they knew that they could wire three buildings. B, that they could send a missile and directly hit the Pentagon. And we all know that missiles can go awry very easily. And besides which, there is I've seen pictures of the American of the jet to the side of the Pentagon. By the way,
no, you didn't. No,
yes,
you didn't.
I did. Yes, I did. It's
no,
on the website. Popular Mechanics. Go to it. I'll tell you what. I've looked at the websites you're talking about. Go to Popular Mechanics.
No, I have.
Go. There's pictures. It's there. It's there right in front of your eyes, dude. Don't talk to me like that. It's there.
There
is
none.
It is there.
No, if there would have been every single major media.
This is the kind of thing we're
going to
do.
No, well, now you're going to let me answer your question.
It's there.
Are you going to let me answer your question?
The debris is there. CNN, John, I can't remember his last name, John from CNN saw the wreckage. People saw the wreckage of the plane with arms and legs attached to it. Yes, they did. They talk about it in the Popular Mechanics. You obviously have not read the Popular Mechanics article because it's in there.
Where's the plane in Shanksville? Where are the pictures of it? Where was the plane?
It was demolished on the ground. They had the fuselage. Please, there are pictures. It is there.
No,
you're just
not.
Sad. You know, what you're going to have to believe is there was a massive enough conspiracy to accomplish all this.
Do you have a website?
Do
okay,
I have a website?
Yes. If you have a website, then post those photos on your website and tell everybody in the world where they're at.
You know what? No, I'm not going to fall
because
into this
not
crap.
There.
No,
they're
you know what?
There.
I'm telling you something. Go to popularmechanics.com. Google
I've already
go.
Went there.
There's research. Pictures are there. Explanations why there isn't much debris there. Bodies there.
No.
All your things answered.
You
the stuff about the lake.
Com.
All of that answered. All of it. All of it accomplished. All of it dealt with. Done.
Whatreallyhappened.com, Infowars.com.
I've gone. I've seen Infowars.com so far. I haven't gone, but I went to the other one. I'm sorry. I just don't buy the tinfoil hat stuff. Sorry. Don't do it.
Okay, it's not even that.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's go with World Trade Center 7 again.
That's not.
You know what?
I'll tell you why that's not. We will with an expert guest. And you know what? The problem is you're not going to believe me no matter who I trot out here. If I trotted out the Pope to explain to you this didn't happen, or the Pope of Engineers, you still need to believe there was a massive conspiracy. Because you know why you can't?
Side.
Maybe you love George Bush so much that you can't believe he was this incompetent. I actually do believe our government was that incompetent at the time. I do, unfortunately. I believe that, for example, they made a number of terrible mistakes between the FAA and NORAD. I think all of that happened. I've read it in Vanity Fair. I've seen the transcripts between them, the stuff that wasn't destroyed. If you haven't seen that, you should definitely check that out, too.
So post the photos on your website.
No, you know what you do? You do it, okay? You do it on your website.
No,
have fun.
You
I don't want to do. No, because I don't deal in tin foil hat
it's
stuff. I deal
that.
In real
then
issues.
Real photos,
I deal in real
website.
Issues. Thank you
Show
so much.
World.
You do it. No, thank you. You do it because you know what? I don't care enough to do it. You guys have enough websites. Lies travel around the world 3 times as fast, or 18 times as fast, or 900 times as fast as the truth does. Me, I post only the truth, and I don't post photos on my website either. So thank you, but no, won't fall for that trap. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. You see, this is why I don't like doing this, because you know why this makes me impatient? You are dissing the memory of all the people who died in those buildings. You are dissing the memory of the people who have died overseas and have had an illicit, illegal war. You are dissing the memory. You're dissing the truth. You're dissing honesty. You're dissing science. You're doing things that are appalling to me, and that's why I get upset and angry, just in case you were wondering. 303-713-7600. Let those people rest in peace. Let's figure out another way to address the problems that plague our country rather than perpetrating frauds on the American public. I'm Aaron Hart, 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in on the Jay Marvin Show.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
So wrapping up a couple of problems outside the Denver area. We had a wreck up in the high country westbound I-70 at Georgetown. It's long since gone, but we had some very big backups in that area. So expect it to be a little sluggish as you make your way through the Floyd Hill area for sure. And that's westbound I-70 at Georgetown. Southbound I-25, final cleanup at Highway 7 north of the metro area. Here in town, we've had a lot of traffic, actually very heavy conditions between Alameda and 23rd. That ramp to 23rd still blocked by a semi that was involved in an earlier wreck. And northbound 25 at Spear, we have a stalled bus that's on the ramp to Spear. Weather outlook today, looking for high clouds, cooler conditions, breezy, high of 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, foothill flurries, and 19. Right now, we're under mostly cloudy skies, 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapahoe Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. a basic.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Thank you, Colorado!
I want to get as blue as we can get, man. That's how blue I want to get.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Your attention, please. Due to excess inventories throughout the automotive industry, accountants have ordered Medved Chevrolet to perform an urgent inventory equalization sale to balance our supplies of cars, trucks, vans, and sport utilities. For this extraordinary event, the executive committee has authorized Medved sales managers to maximize trade-in allowances and to sell and deliver every vehicle possible at both of our locations. Sacrifice pricing is now available on every Medved Chevrolet product, including Impala, Cobalt, Malibu, Tahoe, Silverado, Avalanche, Colorado pickups, and pre-owned. You will save thousands. Medved will feature 0% financing or no payments until June 2007 on select vehicles with approved credit. Medved's target is to sell more than $50 million worth of cars and trucks before the close of business on January 2nd. Act now. Only at the Medved Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp Castle Rock and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant Medved Autoplex. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I know I get angry. I know, Jeremy, you believe that you have the truth. Only the truth. You guys are like, you know, go work for Oliver Stone. Have a really good time, because even Oliver Stone doesn't believe there was a 9/11 conspiracy and made a good movie about the rescue workers in the World Trade Center towers. If Oliver Stone doesn't believe it, why do you? You know, and I get in this tit-for-tat stuff about, there's fuselage. No, there isn't. Yes, there is. And it's like, there are pictures, okay? Just let it go. By the way, I love the way they argue, there's no evidence, there was no debris, there was no nothing. And actually, there is. They argue about where the engine was, also on all these wacko websites. There was an engine here. No, there was an engine over here. But part of the reason I get upset about it is because I don't like getting into tit-for-tat conversations like that. I'm not a scientist. I did try to read and catch up last night, but I would prefer to have a perhaps more dispassionate guest on who can sit and go, that's not true, this is why, that's not true, this is why, that's not true. I was going to try to be Scully to your Mulder, you know, because I do believe that healthy skepticism, look, I don't believe there was, that we know all there was to know about Watergate, about the JFK assassination. I just don't think that the government, I don't like George Bush any. But I don't believe there was a massive conspiracy to murder citizens of the United States. I think he would have figured out another way to drag us into a war. You know, I think they would, you know, I know that they're, remember the Maine, all that stuff. Again, healthy skepticism is a good idea. but hard, simple facts hold their own against shadowy theorizing, because that's what they do. Now, facts can be checked, and that's one thing that the popular mechanics did. And they also note a very famous quote by Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan of New York, which I was reminded of and pleased to read. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts, to his own facts. And the reality is, you know what? There are pictures. They argue about where the engine was. So apparently there was an engine. I agree with you. Some things weren't fully explained enough, and the FAA should never have destroyed tapes. I understand that those are terrible things. But I also believe we were caught unawares. I believe we were looking outward as a country, not inward, in terms of jets coming in. And I believe there was a problem with that. Maybe they were unaware. Those are all problems we should discuss. But to sit, there are 900 websites. Go to your wacko websites. Have a really good time. I deem them as wacko. You deem mine as wacko. That's fine. We're even. So there. But facts can be checked. And they took 16 common claims, popular mechanics. They went through at the root of every 9/11. They have satisfied me. Structural engineering, aviation, military technology, science, teams of reporters, researchers. They investigated. And you really do, in order to buy what you guys are saying, you have to believe that they planned this down to a nanosecond, and they had a massive government conspiracy. That alone, I don't believe, just because of my experience working as a reporter, knowing how quickly people will be whistleblow. I know, for example, Sybil, I'm blanking on her last name, of course I'm doing that, Sybil Edmonds, who has been blowing the whistle on the lack of language capability at the FBI. I hear her, I'm on her website, I get her stuff. I believe in whistleblowing. I believe in telling the truth. But I don't believe in passing around rank innuendo and passing it off as fact. That I do not. I mean, when you're sitting there telling me there is, and I probably didn't let you put out your side well enough, Jeremy, but the reality is when you're sitting there telling me that I don't see a photograph on that website in front of my face when it's right there, I can't deal with that. John and Laramie, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show.
This is actually Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. Boulder.
Boulder. Yeah, I just wanted to mention an underreported news story this last year. There's about five sentences in the Saturday camera about the Exxon Valdez. Their appeals court cut in half the $5 billion jury award for damages against ExxonMobil, which, by the way, have not paid a dime yet.
Absolutely. Still fighting it in court. Good one.
So, I mean, this is just a classic example of how the oil companies have gone roughshod over the whole country. I mean, they basically run it.
Absolutely.
And as far as the tinfoil hat people go, George Bush is not competent enough to have that kind of run,
that's,
that kind of conspiracy.
That's part
of
my problem with him.
Idiot to do it.
Yeah, and you'd have to look. I don't believe that everybody in the government would do that. I think it's insulting to them to try to perpetrate nonsense like that the pilots were in on it. That every, I mean, in order to enact this, you would have to have such a massive conspiracy.
They're,
it's mind boggling. It's mind boggling.
I believe that they knew something was going to happen in advance and ignored it. And
I think they knew there was a danger of being attacked by Osama bin Laden. That I believe, and I believe they ignored it. I believe they ignored the missive on August 6th. All
right,
that is
They ignored it, and that much I believe.
I do, too.
But for them to be able to pull it off, no way. I mean, they're
well,
just
and then
not
you have
competent
to, you
enough.
Have to believe that the LAPD, the NYFD, the NYPD, that everybody, the Port Authority, everyone who was working there, the health workers, the press, everybody was in on it. And I just don't buy it.
I
John
don't buy
and Laramie,
it either. I think that
you know what?
Foil hat people need to work on more important things like getting him impeached than
right.
worrying about...
I agree with you. There's so much other stuff, like stopping the surge of troops. I agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. John and Laramie, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Well, please call again tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow on Thursday. Stay careful out in that snow there. Be well and be safe. I'm Aaron Hart. For J. Marvin and everyone, have a great day on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309.